Blog Talk Radio.
Couldn't hear that, could you, folks? No, of course not, because I forgot. You can hear on this channel. I apologize for that. Hi, Bianchi. There you go. Bianchi, you're on.
Well, I'm glad you let me in soon because it's cold outside.
You better believe it. It is cold.
Where is everybody?
Well, Jean was just here, and now she's gone. But I forgot when I was playing this tape that you couldn't hear it.
Daniel's supposed to read a Christmas poem, you know.
Oh, yeah?
He's a student.
Really?
It's time to participate.
Yes, it is. Jean, you're on with us, dear.
Good evening. I was worried. I couldn't hear nothing. I'm like, oh, no, there's something wrong with Don.
No, there's nothing wrong. It's just I keep forgetting that you can't hear on this channel when I'm playing something, and I keep forgetting. And
well, sometimes we can, but sometimes we can't.
Well, when I put it on this other channel, you can. But it's a hassle switching it all over. But, you know. That's how it goes. I'll figure it out one day. I'll remember. Carrie Lake lost her lawsuit, by the way.
But she's appealing it.
But there was no, that's not a surprise, I don't think.
Well, why would her treatment be any different than Trump?
What is that noise? Hello?
It ain't me.
Bianchi, are you all right? Did you fall down? What happened here?
Oh, wiping some crumbs off the desk.
Oh, okay. Sound like you were using a road grader. Okay. She is going to, appeal this thing, is she?
Yep.
I didn't know.
Well,
what did
the court say? I guess you don't know that, huh?
I don't know. I just got it. It's not too long ago that the judge has tossed it.
And she was running for Congress.
No, she was running for governor.
Oh, well, you know, here's the thing with that, Donnie. The state legislature's got to get involved in this crap. They're supposed to.
Yeah, they are. And I thought they were. What's a gal from... Arizona is always sending me emails. She's always fighting for this, for Carrie Lake and Donald Trump in fair elections. I can't think of her name now. She's a congresswoman.
There's several things that has to be done. One, we need to have this Article 5 Convention of the States. That's a necessity.
Yes.
So that the states can amend the U.S. Constitution. And add the things as necessary. You need to restrict government spending, borrowing of money, and engulf those term limits, and cut back on their overreach that the federal government has. And
right.
A couple other things, too. Then, too, the states need to become more assertive in these politics, because these courts are not supposed to choose in favor a political candidate. Most courts, the judges are nonpartisan, if you look at it. Even in Detroit, because I was looking at the ballot issue of November 8th, and you got a lot of judges. You had at least 16 judges, because I seen where on the ballot it said choose no more than 15. And I said, my goodness. And those judges are nonpartisan, which they're supposed to be. But they're not supposed to be deciding on elections. I mean, if you got an obvious argument between two groups, then a judge can stand as a referee, I guess you can call it, to be better close to what people could conceive it to be. But I don't think that the judges, the courts, is going to rule and say, well, he won or she won. I really don't think that that's going to happen.
Well,
and they also need to stop sending money overseas, you know, financial aid to all these other countries.
Well, yes, that's too. That's, they have to borrow money to do that, though, Gene. And then you need to curtail their ability to borrow money because they create debt. Then they're passing bonds, which have interest on them, and that interest just keep accumulating, accumulating, accumulating. And they say it's going to be as great as the defense budget in another, let's see, 3-4 years, 2026.
Well, all I know is they've got to stop. And I don't know how to stop them anymore.
Congress is not going to do it by itself, Gene, would you? Heck, if you at noon every day somebody set you down at a lobster dinner, would you tell them to stop it? Hell no.
Oh, hell no.
The people's going to have to stop this crap. And I think if we don't do it soon, you're going to have a population here that don't mind the government running and controlling their life, because a lot of them, immigrants, are coming from country where that there is the reality.
Well, and people have been being brainwashed, so to speak. You know, even as we speak, through this last 3 years, there's been huge, huge brainwashing going on. You know, to be compliant, to do as you're told, and, you know, it's for your own good, and, you know, you're saving grandma's life. You know?
Well, then that's another element that needs to be drastically looked at. And that is what's going on in these schools. And you can't tell a parent what their child, they think their child should be exposed to. But you sure can't control what your child is exposed to. And then
absolutely,
you're going to have to make the decision. I'm not going to let my child go there. Or I don't want my child associating with them. We got to come down and make that decision and stop trying to be nice. And stop trying to compromise. Well, if I wear blue socks today, you can wear them 2 days, the next 2 days. And when you don't like blue socks.
I agree. I mean, I've said multiple times, if my kids were in school, you know, school age right now, I'd be yanking their butts and I'd be homeschooling.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
There'd be no way.
Those are the decisions you got to make and the things that you have to do. If not, it's going to be to a point where it's going to be too late. Then you're going to have to resort to alternative means, and that's something that people don't want to do, but it may be necessary.
Right. Right on.
Right on.
But until parents stand up and do something, you know, I mean, actually take the assertion and actually do something, that's not going to change either. But in the meantime, there's a larger population that doesn't even have children that needs to stand up and speak out and, you know, not just sit back and go, well, it is what it is, nothing we can do, nothing we can do, because that's the problem. Is we feel helpless. We feel like there is nothing we can do. But we can be making phone calls. We can be writing letters. We can be at the voter's box. We can be talking to our neighbors. We can be talking to our friends. We can, you know, we can be on shows like this and, you know, trying to get, you know, the word out. We can be showing others that there's alternative media, you know, to get your information from. There's, you know, and teach people to think again. You know, like last night, that guy, you know, I was like, they've been taking away our critical thinking. Or, you know, they've been trying to take away our ability to critically think. It's like George Carlin, you know, he would say, there's a club and you ain't in it.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
Don't want us they don't want us critically thinking. They don't want us, you know, asking questions. They don't want us going, that doesn't make sense. That's not logical. They just want you to put on your little face diaper and, you know, get your little jab and do as we say, because we say it's for your best interest. And it may not be.
It might not be. We got a lot of callers in the switchboard. If you'd like to join us, push one on your keypad. And I did invite a congressman to the show tonight because we got into a nice little Twitter battle. And I called him a few names, but, you know, he did not,
Donald.
Oh, I'm lying bad. But he's the one that cries. He's the one that gets up there. He's a Republican, and he just balls up and cries. And then he was talking about Liz Cheney, what a wonderful patriot she is, and all that other horse crap. And I just about had enough. And I had enough. And there you go. So, all about
Liz Cheney. A good Republican? Really?
A good patriot. A good patriot.
Oh, good patriot.
I told him to take Liz and take Liz's daddy and go volunteer in Ukraine and see how bad it is. See where our money's going. I'd like to know where that's
right.
Where that's at. I told him we supply all the damn weapons, missiles, guns, bullets, everything else, toilet paper, and nobody knows where all this money's going. Well, why does he need all this cash? I read somewhere that they're actually selling the weapons that are coming in from us to some country in Africa. I don't know if that's
why
true.
Why does that not surprise me?
That's what they were talking. That's what they're saying. And Kit, what's his name again? Adam Kinzinser, or whatever. I'll find it. I got to go back to him. He retired. He was going to lose anyway, and he retired. And of course, we wish him all the best. But if he's in the switchboard, push one on your keypad, and I get you right on. Believe me, I'll get you right on. And then I got, and then it was about John McCain. It was another great. A guy was 82 years old, Frank is his name, and he got into it with somebody that said John McCain was a war hero. Oh boy, that 82-year-old man, straighten him out a little bit. Just straighten him out. I almost started crying. I wasn't the only one putting John McCain in the trash bin. This guy knew all about it. And pretty good. He said his dad was a pilot in the Marine Corps for 30 years. Freaking awesome.
Wow.
Thank you, thank you. And he was a military man himself, so thank you for his service. And, man, he wonders like I do, where in the hell is this country going? If we do have to really go to war to defend ourselves, who's going to defend it? Is it going to be us old people going to war?
It looked like it.
Yeah, it does.
It looked like you better go down to the basement and get them old 70s and 60s and 70 clothes and take them to the tailor and get them altered for
yeah.
Your 2022 bodies.
Yeah, you're right. He said, if we go to war and we have to send these little pussies into battle, first of all, they won't go. But if they did go, they'd just give up and go to the other side and wait till the damn thing's over, go to prison. Yeah, he had it right.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few good ones. There are a few. We have to admit, there are a few.
No, there is. I'm not washing everybody out because of just a few. I think there's more people that will fight than won't fight, but all you hear is their little sissies that they're the ones making the noise all the time. The good guys and women, men and women, sit back and watch them make an ass out of themselves. So I think we'll be all right there.
Well, I tell you what, I won't believe it till I see it. And my eyes have seen a whole lot of stuff in its times.
Mm-hmm.
But that in particular, I won't believe it till I see it, that you can get enough to come out and fight like they fought during the time of before Eisenhower and Truman and them.
Right. No, I
don't think they're not taught patriotism anymore. They're not taught to love their country. They're taught, like, what's her, his, her, its.
You know,
they
really...
You know, was in Russia, you know, that hates our country, but then begs our country to get them out of there, you know, even though they broke the law.
Well, I don't think you have to be taught to love your country. I think it should be automatic. Automatic.
Well, I think it's...
My mom did rah-rah every 4th of July. They didn't go rah-rah-rah. I just knew. And I wasn't
Well, what
told.
I meant by that is, yeah, but were they slamming the country and saying that the United States sucks, that, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and how they hate the country? You see what I'm getting at?
No,
I'm not saying necessarily, you know, flying flags all the time or whatever, but in the same token... Were you taught that America was still the greatest place on earth?
Man, I used to take my daughter down the riverfront for the 4th of July celebration. She is a little thing. She used to put my right index finger out. She'd grab a hold of it, and we cross the street. She holds my index finger. Never will forget that. We cross the street and get over there and get on a spot on the lawn overlooking the riverfront, watch the entertainment, get down there early enough and see all the other performances that was happening. You know, had military aircraft from Scott Air Force Base, and you had the stunt flyers, and just a nice time.
Yeah. That's fun.
But, I mean, if you stop and think about it, our youth are being taught to hate our country, whether it be in the colleges, whether it be in the public schools, whether it be, you know, parents, whatever. They are being taught to hate the United States of America.
Hell, they taught to hate inspirational characters. I was looking at Detroit Public School Board, which is all females, all black females, all seven of them, and they vote to take Ben Carson's name off of a school building, school building. I thought the whole idea was about inspiring, providing some inspirational icons, images, and stories to help bring the same out of students, help them to strive for a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Strive for excellence?
It don't make sense, man. I really, you know, it don't make sense. And these are women. I guess they're single. I don't know. I read the background on some of them. Some of them were already in the public school. My goodness, I wonder what they was teaching in their classroom. I had retired from it.
Yeah. I don't know, but Jackie, that was a shock. They had Carson on Hannity last night. They were talking about that. And it's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Hell, if I build another house, I'd name my house after.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, here's the thing, too. Because I came to Detroit, I had friends in Detroit, organizations, and we was videotaping, you know, performing schools in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in like 1997, I think it was. At that time, Detroit had over 100,000 students in their public school district. and the budget was about at $1 billion. Now look at this. The latest information I got on their population and budget. The budget is about $776 million, and they have less than 50,000. Well, if you had $1 billion with over 100,000 students, and now you got less than half that amount, and you've only decreased your budget by 25%, something's going on there.
Agreed. Well, it's no different than the Flint school system. The Flint school's superintendent makes bang, or he makes buck. But the kids are suffering. The kids are suffering.
Oh, you think that's something. Donnie used to be near St. Louis. You remember Wellston School District?
Mm-hmm.
Wellston School District superintendent name was Stagio. He had a brother, Bill Stagio. And I think his name was Bill Strauss, and he had a brother that ended up dying. But Stodger was look at this. He was the highest paid public school superintendent in the entire state of Missouri for a school that only had 5,000 students, Wellston. So
damn.
You know something was going on there. I knew some board members, Larry Hayes, Dorothy Moore. She was president of the school board. You know something was going on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How are you going to be the highest paid superintendent in the state of Missouri with one of the most underachieving districts with only 5,000 students?
5,000 students. Something smells.
And since then, it has been dissolved, and they were sent to Normandy School District. Literally, going down St. Louis Avenue, you had Wellston School District on the south side of the street, and Normandy was on the north side of the street.
Damn. Wow. And that's something. That really
so what they done, they dissolved that school district and put the students in Normandy School District. And Normandy, which was already provisional, now they are under state guidance. They blamed their worst performance that they had to take in the Wellston School District student, which is nowhere near 5,000 now because people have been, you know, it's gone. The whole district is just gone, housing, everything.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know where this country's going with the school districts. We were, 49th in the world in math? Science.
I believe it.
Science was way down in science.
And that equate to technology, that equate to business, that equate to jobs, that equate to futuristic implications of technology and new futuristic things. You know, look at all that we got out of the space program.
Right.
Mineralization and foods that you could preserve, like Tang. Remember that? The orange drink?
Yeah. That's the drink of the astronauts, if you remember.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, we love Tang, boy. Do we now just love Tang? That was just like the coolest thing on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it was all right.
When we were kids, come on, we get to make Tang. We were like, well, you're a little
older
than I am, but.
I never had Tang, so I don't know.
When we were kids, you're about, 10 years my senior,
yeah.
So which kind of makes a little bit of a difference. But I remember when we were kids, boy, we just couldn't, if we got Tang, if they went to the store and they bought Tang, it was a treat, and we just could not wait to make it. It was a treat.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. We bought, back then Coke only came in those little bottles, and we got a six pack, and we'd go to the store every Wednesday, and I'd get a Coke a little Coke that night with some shoestring potato chips or potatoes, whatever they're called, in a can. And I watched Virginia on Wednesday night. And then Thursday night, I had my other pop, and I wouldn't have another one till the next Wednesday because we didn't have any. Stories of a long gone past. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. Push one on your keypad. Cinnamon, I see you're on. I don't know if you're out of work yet or not. I see Lori Ann is here. And Merry Christmas to you, Lori Ann. Your husband was on last night with us. And I couldn't apparently get
on, but her husband. Lori Ann gets around, apparently. The husband and the boyfriend. And
oh, Lori Ann Todd. So he spreads her love around. This like a good good. And that's good.
Multiple state or multi-state.
Oh, geez, she wrote, you mean my ex-radio hubby. Yeah, I guess he is your ex. He got mad last night and hung up. I know that.
He did?
Yeah, he couldn't talk. Every time he starts, Naz would, you know, cut him off, or and then you jump in, and then I think I was the final straw. I think I started talking when he was. I should have said, "Now it's go ahead, Joe," but I didn't.
Well, there's a few times you said, "Go ahead, Joe," and he was quiet.
Well,
he's like, no.
No, but everybody was stepping on everybody, and it was a mess. But anyway, it's
you
over.
You know, Naz is a professional it stirrer-upper.
Yeah, he can get that going if you let him. Yeah. Let me get Cinnamon on.
I'll take Jimmy his.
The guy that was on last night.
Cinnamon, you're on.
Hey,
what?
Hello.
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 I'm gonna put myself back on mute. I'm still at work. I just wanted to pop in. And she Joe said last night that she should be getting the papers anytime now.
Oh, divorce papers. Right.
Divorce papers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Joe was married?
He kicked Lori to the curb. All right. Okay, Cinnamon, I hear your gang.
Yep, I'm going to mute myself.
Now, you know how much longer?
Probably about a half an hour. Hopefully I'm out by 10.
Uh-huh. All right, you're supposed to be out by 8, but hey, that's okay. Huh?
Yeah, but it's the holidays and we've got lonely people and
I know.
Had to do extra.
Yes, I know.
I got smiles. That's all that counts.
That's it. Okay, you go ahead and mute yourself. I won't mute you. Yeah. Well, we had it was a good conversation for a while.
Yep.
But you got to be able to take turns, and it doesn't seem to work out that way. Just doesn't
my fault. I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't just you. It was everybody. Anyway, what now? You're saying she's appealing this decision, right?
Mm-hmm. That's why I heard she was appealing it.
I didn't think she was going to win this anyway. Did you?
Well, Trump didn't win it. Why would she?
Even though
all the evidence and proof is there.
I think she just did this to get the evidence and show people this. Look at this is what happened, and here's what is going on, and just get it out in the open. And she did
kinda
that.
Like what Trump did.
What's that?
Kind of like what Trump did.
Well,
here's the evidence, getting it out in the open.
Yeah, but that's true. That's true. He put it out there, and but she had receipts. She had receipts.
Right.
She had proof of what was going on, And it's, I can't still understand, is 290 or 265,000 ballots that end up missing, gone, and nobody had a chain of what do you call it?
Custody.
Chain of custody to these things. And that's a hell of a lot of votes. And even they were, last night they were talking to, who was it? He's a Democrat, but he's not in office anymore. He said, no, what he's followed the court case. He said, if they would go back and deal with these ballots, Kerry Lake would win. And that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what he said. He said, I'm a Democrat, but I know who votes down there, and I know she would win. And that's when
that's why the case was thrown out.
And that's why it's not going to happen. That's what he said. That was his prediction. Exactly what happened. I thought the judge was pretty good, and I watched a lot of it. But he talked so quiet. You just really had to pay attention when he opened his mouth. Sometimes he was talking, I didn't even know he was talking.
Well, that's the case. Judges are not supposed to decide election. The only thing he could have said, and they probably already had done that, the reason why they're doing it now. And I don't even know why they even told him to go ahead and recount or whatever they done that came from the court, if he did. But judges can't decide elections. It's not their responsibility. And you're supposed to go to that damn state legislature. They need to form something. Hell, if Pelosi and them can form a January 6th committee, then the state legislatures can do the same thing.
Well, yeah, they can do that.
I mean, they charge of the election, Donnie. Federal government don't have anything to do with that election in Arizona. That's the state legislature.
It is.
So if a problem arises, they're supposed to handle that. You got a state court. Well, what kind of court was this she was in? Federal court?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Hell, you got state courts.
I don't know.
But, it's like, yes, like you said earlier, judges are supposed to be nonpartisan, but it's obvious. I mean, even look at our Supreme Court. It's obvious that there's partisanship.
Well, you look at who nominate them, Gene. You're right.
It's blatant in our face.
I don't
care if it's the Supreme Court, the federal Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, your local courts, whatever. They are partisan, no matter what. And you know what? And I hate to say it, but no way it's going to happen because everybody has their own thought process, their own belief system, and they're going to apply it. Even though a judge is supposed to just look at the law and interpret the law and not interject their personal belief in that.
And better clarify that, what you just said. They interpret the law versus either the state constitution against the state constitution or the United States Constitution. That's the interpretation that they do. They're not supposed to interpret the Constitution. They're not supposed to interpret the state constitution. If you're a state judge, it's the state constitution that lets you live. So you mean to tell me you're going to go in there and change it? If you do so, you just may disappear off the map.
Right.
Yeah, you might.
That power comes from the state legislature, and they need to start doing what they are there to do. But no. They're looking at the money by making it to the big stage. They want to make it to the big stage. It's what they want to do. And then to further demonstrate how bad the education is, the citizens just sit by like a bump on a log and don't do anything. They just take it.
Right. And then reelect them in. Reelect these people in.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Dem, uh, D- Democrat Senator Coons, you know, he's a senator in Tennessee, Memphis area. He said, yeah, I don't know exactly what was in the omnibus bus, the bill. He didn't even know. He doesn't even know. They don't know. Do you see how big that, how thick that damn thing was?
4,000 plus pages. How the hell are you going to know? Some folks don't mean read that many pages, book size, in a lifetime.
Hell no.
Right.
Hell, Romney, he said, he wheeled it out on a cart. He said, here it is right here. You just got this, he said, a day and a half ago. He said, I still can't tell you everything that's in it. Well, hell no, you can't.
Who said that?
I said Romney, didn't I? I meant Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Rand Paul.
I can't imagine Romney, you know.
No.
When you said that, I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, I would be like, wow, when did he take a turn?
Yeah, didn't he? Oh, man, no. I screwed that one up. Yeah.
You're really trying to mess with my head, aren't you?
Yeah. Rand Paul. He wheeled it out, and there's this big this big-ass pile of paper saying, this is it. You think we had time reading this? We didn't have time
and
at
I
all.
I was listening to, I can't remember who it was or what it was. It was just something that somebody had sent me. And they were talking about the intention of our Constitution and the legislature, the Congress and the Senate, was to present a bill, a clean bill, meaning if it's a bill, I'm using something stupid, okay, that every household has to have a white sink in it. That's all that should be in that bill, is about everybody having a white sink. It should be no more than a page, maybe two. But they attach all this other bullshit to it. And I don't know, it's like, when did all that start? I mean, how did it get so out of control like this? I mean, I remember when they were doing Obamacare and Nancy Pelosi was like, well, you have to pass it to know what's in it. What?
Well, the federal government can't tell you what color your sink is, but your state sure in the hell.
No, I was using that as a stupid example, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Make it simple.
People need to understand the difference between what those two bodies can dictate.
Right, I get what you're saying. But point being is, they keep attaching all this shit to it. And next thing you know, not only are we passing this law, but we're sending billions of dollars to this place and billions of dollars to that place. Wait a minute. That's budget. That's not bill. You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. What if the budget to run the government should not include sending aid to another country? What the hell are we going to get out of, derive out of the operations that's going on in another country that's afforded by our tax dollars? What the hell are we going to get out of that?
And our bills and our laws should not attach any aid to another country either, and they do.
That's just an underhanded, sneaky, deviant way to steal.
Yep.
That's exactly what it is. You're stealing. You bunch of fakers and thieves.
Absolutely.
Hell, I ain't want to take money out of my child's mouth to feed some dictators, oligarchs in another country. And hell, you've been giving them money all along.
Yeah.
What about the $1 billion check that Joe Biden bribed him with?
Yeah. Fire him. Fire him, and you got 6 hours to do it, or I'm taking this $1 billion and going home.
In this January 6th.
Call the president? Don't worry. He already knows. Remember when he said, oh, you think you're going to call the president? He even said
yeah.
that. Go ahead. Call him.
That lets
yeah.
you know Obama was in on the conspiratory plots, too.
Exactly.
You know he was. Just look how he come out in the facial expression and the and look around that he gives when he be trying to clean up something. And when he made mention that the Constitution is fundamentally flawed, here comes the news media trying to put something in a context that was never in context. It was straight out remark he made. The Constitution is fundamentally flawed. Then to let you know that there's some commingling of minds, you had a Supreme Court justice, first black female, use the same basic definition, same basic language, saying that the Second Amendment is fundamentally. It's a fundamental. Well, it's not a fundamental. It's an inalienable right.
Right. Right.
So she must have been talking to Obama, too.
Well, it's no different than the mainstream media, and they get their same talking points, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just like you can go from one channel to the next and hear the exact same thing skewed, for lack of a better term. It's, you know, it's the brainwashing at its finest.
Yep. Let me know if you can hear this. Larry just sent this over. He heard me talk about Senator Coons.
For more on the spending bill, let's bring in Senator Chris Coons, who's a member of the Appropriations Committee. Senator, it's good to have you on, and you've seen all the, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas. You've seen all the, I don't know, the commentary from different sides that this has actually become kind of a ritual where you wait till you know people want to get to go home, and you really put a lot of stuff in it at the last minute, whether it's earmarks or whatever. $1.6 trillion. $4 trillion over the last 2 years, and $31 trillion now we owe. Is this all okay, Senator? Do you ever look at it and say we've overdone it?
Well, Joe, I voted for the omnibus and I'm proud to support it, but I don't like the process. And a bipartisan group of senators on the floor of the Senate were talking about how we can change this process going forward. Because frankly, as you said, when it all comes to the floor in the last few days, in the last few hours, that doesn't give us enough time to fully scrub and understand what other members have put in it. I understand that I'm responsible, and so is my colleagues, the congressional delegation for the congressionally directed spending for Delaware, but I don't know exactly what every other member of the Senate has put in the bill. So frankly, it's important for us to change the timing, to get back to following what's in the law in terms of having open hearings early in the year, not late in the year.
Isn't that funny they say that now that the Republicans are taking over the House?
The things about the congressionally directed spending, the current process requires every single one of them to be transparent, to be assigned to a specific member. We have to sign off on them. And as you just heard in the introduction, we have to have them supported by a municipal government or a nonprofit. They cannot in any way benefit a donor. Those were some of the excesses from 20 years ago that led to earmarks being eliminated. I think there are some really good investments in this omnibus bill, which is why I voted for it. A significant increase in local law enforcement, the funding to bring advanced manufacturing of semiconductor chips back to the United States, infrastructure funding that'll help modernize our economy and create high-paying good jobs, and a significant increase in pay for the men and women of our armed forces. So there were a lot of positives in this bill, and I voted for it, and I'm hopeful that the House will pass it today as well.
Man, nothing's perfect. I understand that. And, you know, we found out after all the pandemic relief funds, I don't know how much of it we saw, you know, either was stolen basically or went where it wasn't needed or it was just misused. So do we just accept that that's going to happen? That's just the cost of doing business? Is it just like leakage or something that they talk about in retail? Here's one of my points. So I've already seen which Republicans voted, and it was bipartisan, but you know, certain elements are circulating the name of the 12 or 50, whatever it was, the names. So the Republicans get more defense spending than they wanted. So they can say, well, we got what we wanted. Democrats get some of the stuff that you talked about. So we got what we wanted. So everybody, it's like a just a drunken spree of spending, and the poor taxpayer is at home going, great. You know, the Republicans got what they wanted. Democrats got what they wanted. Did anyone ask me what I wanted?
No.
Amen.
Joe, let's be clear. That's part of the point. Having these locally directed spending initiatives allows members of the House and Senate to go to their districts, to go to their...
Well, no, he's from Delaware. I did
play it
him.
Over again. Where he talk about the... He talked about the things about police spending. I'm going to get some notes because I'm on hard.
Hang on. Just, we'll do it right now.
Committee. Senator, it's good to have you on, and you've seen all the... And happy holidays, Merry Christmas. You've seen all the... I don't know, the commentary from different sides that this has actually become kind of a ritual where you wait till you know people want to get to go home and you really put a lot of stuff in it at the last minute, whether it's earmarks or whatever. $1.6 trillion, $4 trillion over the last 2 years and $31 trillion now we owe. Is this all okay, Senator? Do you ever look at it and say we've overdone it?
Well, Joe, I voted for the omnibus and I'm proud to support it, but I don't like the process. And a bipartisan group of senators on the floor of the Senate were talking about how we can change this process going forward. Because frankly, as you said, when it all comes to the floor in the last few days, in the last few hours, that doesn't give us enough time to fully scrub and understand what other members have put in it. I understand that I'm responsible, and so is my colleagues, the congressional delegation for the congressionally directed spending for Delaware, but I don't know exactly what every other member of the Senate has put in the bill. So frankly, it's important for us to change the timing, to get back to following what's in the law in terms of having open hearings early in the year, not late in the year. One of the things about these earmarks or congressionally directed spending, the current process requires every single one of them to be transparent, to be assigned to a specific member. We have to sign off on them. And as you just heard in the introduction there, we have to have them supported by a municipal government or a nonprofit. They cannot in any way benefit a donor. Those were some of the excesses from 20 years ago that led to earmarks being eliminated. I think there are some really good investments in this omnibus bill, which is why I voted for it. A significant increase in local law enforcement, the funding to bring advanced manufacturing of semiconductor chips back to the United States, infrastructure funding that'll help modernize our economy and create high-paying good jobs, and a significant increase in pay for the men and women of our armed forces. So there were a lot of positives in this bill. And I voted for it, and I'm hopeful that the House will pass it today as well.
Man, nothing's perfect. I understand that. And, you know, we found out after all the pandemic, we saw, you know, either was stolen, basically, or went where it wasn't needed or just misused. So do we just accept that, that that's going to happen? That's just the cost of doing business? Is it just like leakage or something that they talk about in retail? Here's one of my points. So I've already seen which Republicans voted, and it was bipartisan, but, you know, certain elements are circulating a name, the name of the 12 or 50, whatever it was, the names. So the Republicans get more defense spending than they wanted. So they can say, well, we got what we wanted. Democrats get some of the stuff that you talked about. So we got what we wanted. So everybody, it's like just a drunken spree of spending, and the poor taxpayer is at home going, great. You know, the Republicans got what they wanted. Democrats got what they wanted. Did anyone ask me what I wanted?
Yes. Well, Joe, let's be clear. That's part of the point. Having these locally directed spending initiatives allows members of the House and Senate to go to their districts, to go to their states and say, what are the investments that you see value in? And many of the priorities that I fight for are the result of Delawareans saying to me, we want you to invest. Part of the things that I got funding for, I'll just give you three examples, help to replenish the beaches of southern Delaware. That's critical for our beach towns. Help to build a new state hospital for the chronically ill. That's something our governor and state legislators told me was a high priority, getting a new hospital for the chronically ill a bill here in Delaware. And last is a National Institute for Innovation in Biopharmaceuticals at the University of Delaware. That's something our private sector, a number of the pharmaceutical companies in our region and our nation have said we need to be better at quickly and affordably manufacturing state-of-the-art vaccines and therapeutics going forward. So the things that I put money in, from affordable housing to skills training, from the beaches to the hospital for the chronically ill, do respond to constituent concerns. That's part of democracy. Joe, the way you put it, Democrats get this, Republicans get that. That's the result of our being elected and representing the things that our constituents say they want.
Let me ask you this, Senator. You see what the Fed's doing, and their stated intention is to, like, raise unemployment, cool the consumer, slow down the economy, maybe to a soft landing, or if they go too far, maybe to a recession. Do you tie – and once again, no one asked the American people if they're ready. Do you ready for a recession? Because we've spent so much money for the past 2 years that we have 40-year highs in inflation. And that you know, that's not people that are being affected by the inflation. That's not their fault. That's Congress's fault or the administration's fault. You agree?
Joe, I'm not sure what your question is, but let me give you
an answer to what I think you're asking. You think you spent too much money over the past 2 years, which has caused the inflation, which is bringing us into probably a recession because we've overspent.
Joe, in the height of the pandemic, when tens of thousands of businesses were shut down here in Delaware and where tens of thousands of people were newly unemployed, my phone rang off the hook for weeks and weeks as folks demanded emergency relief. We ended up very quickly and unanimously voting on an $800 billion package that sent out relief checks to businesses large and small, unemployment checks to folks who were newly unemployed,
and invested dramatically, and that was a direct result
of people asking us to act.
Then the next three, and the next three multi-trillion-dollar outlays.
The same. So my point, Joe,
it wasn't pandemic.
Yes, we have spent a lot of money.
It wasn't pandemic related. It wasn't assisting people. It was optional. It was optional spending that the Democrats wanted to do and got it on not a bipartisan basis. They got it because they had 50-50 in the Senate.
So, Joe, the bill we're talking about today, $1.7 trillion, got a strong bipartisan margin in the Senate yesterday.
Okay.
I think it reflects the balanced priorities of both parties. And, yes, we are spending a lot of money, but frankly, we had 3.2% growth this quarter. We have record low unemployment. We have a tight labor market. And I think there's a real chance we will see what you just referred to as a soft landing in the coming year. I'll put it this way. Our economy is strong. Our country is strong. One of the most stirring things that happened in the last few days was President Zelensky of Ukraine came and spoke to a joint session of Congress. That's a significant piece of what we got done in the last days to provide support to the brave people of Ukraine who are on the front lines.
Yeah,
that's enough, Donnie. You can cut him off.
Thank you.
Let's look at some of the stuff he said. He said he don't like the process.
No.
Well, the fiscal year of last year ended September the 31st. So the new budget should have been prepared and ready to go on October the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing he did say, that all this stuff should have been worked out early on in the year. I'm saying it should have been worked out by March, early in the year. But like I said, they wait to the last moment. This ominous bill is nothing more than throwing money to keep the government working until they pass a final budget.
Right.
They'll tell them when they're past that. Then he's making a point about municipal government support. Well, that's where a whole lot of the issues begins, with state legislatures and with the people. But people don't know jack crap about what the heck's going on. All they do is do like they are told. And law enforcement. you don't. That's how they gain some kind of control over local law enforcement, is by slinging money around. Hell, let those municipalities that's having all these problems and they are not allowed to handle the problem like they should, well, let them work that out. Let the people in the community who say we want less police, well, then you fund your police then.
That's
why
right.
are you asking and begging from the federal government? Now, the semiconductor company he's talking about, Trump had already worked that out with a Taiwan company. I can't think of the name of it. I can't find the story. But he had that worked out for that company to come build a factory in Arizona, and that was already settled. Ain't no telling what happened to it once Joe Biden got in office. Going back to talk about infrastructure. Infrastructure means that states are going to have to pay half of the cost of whatever the infrastructure project is going to comprise of, and then the federal government implements the other half. Same old type of stuff. Affordable housing. Why in the hell is the federal government fooling around with affordable housing? Where in the hell did that ever stop? I don't know anything in the Constitution that the federal government is supposed to be dealing around providing affordable housing. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Going into sustainable neighborhoods, taking over some commercial spots and inserting people from areas where they couldn't maintain where they came from. Now they want to put them out in these other areas and change the demographics and change the political status. That's ridiculous. And, of course, he's from Delaware. Well, we know who else is from Delaware. I think his name is Joe Biden, Joe Jim Crow Biden. If I'm mistaken, let me know. And that is my Charlie Brown contribution to this story.
And very good. I he's from Delaware, not Memphis, Tennessee. Jeez. He didn't know what's all in it. They stockpiled all this crap into this bill last minute. And why would the Republicans go along with all this? Because in 11 days, they were going to take over in the House. Why in the hell would they just let them run ramshot all the way back? Okay, in September. They're good till September next year. Why in the hell would the Republicans do that? 18 of them voted for this damn thing. And 18, they were the loudest clappers out there too, boy. When the idiot in his little green sweater got up there begging, you know, he needs more money. We want more money. And it's not a loan. It's an investment. Didn't you know that, folks? It's an investment. Ukraine. We're investing in Ukraine. Why? I have no idea. We're supporting four countries. We're supporting their border to make sure their borders are safe while ours is wide open with drugs coming over, trafficking kids. But that's okay, as long as we can take care of Egypt was one of them. We got to take care of those countries. It just freaking pisses me off listening to this crap. Well, I don't know what's in it, but I voted for it because it had some good deal. Why we got to give the military all this money every freaking year? Every year. We spend more money on our military than whole countries spend. 3, 4, 5, 6 countries, you pick them. We spend more money than any of them put together. Russia, not even close to what we spend. And where's that money going? Sure as hell isn't all going to the military. Come on. You know damn well it's not. It's where the Democrats and Republican, that's where they make their money. We already shut the war down with Trump, and he didn't start a new war. So we got to make her money somehow. So we're going to do a proxy war. That's what we're going to do. And American people fall right for it. Another $45 billion to the man in the green sweatshirt. But we're investing. Don't forget that. We're investing. And when they talk about Medicare, Medicaid, and all this going out of business, Social Security's going under, but we write checks to every country in the world, seems like in the world. I don't know if we're writing any to Russia yet. All right. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. Push one if you want to join. Gene dropped off. I didn't notice. Gene, you're back on.
My call dropped. Well, it was my fault. But anyways, but did you notice how many things he listed that were in this bill? Okay. Each one of them should have been their own bill. I'd rather they vote on 600 bills than one bill that contains 600 things.
Right. That's right.
That's what our new Congress needs to do. That's the first thing they should do. Every bill is one thing only. One thing. No adding the bullshit. That way you don't have to compromise, go, well, I like this, but, you know, I don't like that, but I really like this, so I'm going to vote yes, just because I really like that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care if you like that. If there's something there you don't like, vote no. It's not that hard.
No, I agree with you, Gene. It should be one thing at a time. It shouldn't be all stockpiled with earmarks.
He was going through a list.
What's that?
He kept listing this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, excuse my French. This is exactly what I was thinking. How much is in this? How many different things? And what kind of bill is this? Obviously, it's a budget. It's not a law. It's a budget. You know?
Discretionary budget. That's what it is. Harry Reid said, oh, you'll never lose office. You'll never lose an election over discretionary bill. You'll never lose office over that. So.
Baloney.
Well, he's right, isn't he? I can't understand Republicans allowing themselves to go ahead and vote for this. It would have passed the Senate anyway by one vote. But 18 of these morons, 18 of these morons, Chip from Texas, Chip Roy is his name. Chip Roy said, and he played tapes of, which Tucker Carlson did too, played tapes of the folks that voted yes for this big-ass thing, talking earlier in the year about how they're going to vote no on any extra spending and everything else. He played it all. All these guys said it. And all of them lied to their...
They're all rhinos.
Yeah, they're rhinos.
None of those. There's nobody. I can't say nobody. There are very few and far between people that are sitting in our capital that have the voting power that actually care about our country and or what the American people think. Very few.
They care about two things, power and money. That's what they want.
You damn near ain't going to get rid of these people through voting neither.
No.
I mean, you're gonna have to go to the next thing. You ain't gonna get rid of them voting. Hell, I would like, and hate to say this, what we need is for the U.S. dollar to collapse down to about 15 cents. That'll put a hurt in the ass.
Well, you ain't lying. It'll put a hurt in everybody's ass, but maybe we could get something done.
I mean, everybody's gonna have to suffer from this.
Yeah. No, I do agree.
Well, then the next thing is that...
I was just going to say they're going to have to suffer are the ones that unfortunately have voted for this stuff in. And what I mean by that is they voted for these people to make these kind of decisions.
They're going to be in the worst condition. And no matter what, you know, there's only a set prescribed way of making it in the United States. And you can't circumvent that. I'm sorry. It just don't work. And the more you try, the worse off you'll be in the long run. Hey, you got people that's pretty soon you're going to have people that's living below the poverty line that's making $40,000 a year.
They already are living below the poverty line at $40,000 a year.
I don't understand why come they don't
understand when you've got a dozen eggs, just a dozen eggs, at $4 a dozen. You know,
yeah, the egg,
I'm sorry.
The egg.
What was that?
The chicken,
grand.
The chicken is long since gone. The egg don't lay an egg.
But you can't, what I'm saying is, especially people that are making in the 40 grand range, most of them are young families. And they're raising children. And at $4 a dozen of eggs, and, you know, $3 to $4 a gallon of milk, you figure just for, there's $8, boom, gone. And if you're going through 4 or 5 gallons of milk a week, okay, there's $20 of your grocery bill, boom,
shit,
gone.
Milk up there in Alaska costs like $7.95 a gallon. I don't know how them people, you do better just go ahead and buy you a cow. Put them in the living room.
Do you see what I'm getting at? Is they're already living below that poverty line. I don't care what they claim the poverty line is, but these families, and like I said, they're more than likely, they're raising young children, and they're trying to feed them. It's like, shoot, even chicken is at three something a pound? Just chicken. And
you can build affordable housing today. It won't be affordable housing next month. I mean, that's just the way it works. Don't past history tell you that? You got it to demonstrate that it don't work. Whenever you put the government into something, eventually it does not work.
Nope.
I'm going to
keep the government out of my finances.
I'm going to take Otis outside for a minute, so I'll be away from the switchboard. Now, if you want to get on the show, you better push one now or just wait till I get back and only be a few minutes.
Leave Jane in charge.
Yeah, I sure will. I sure will. And
I'll be Bianchi, you do much better.
Tomorrow night, Lucid Libertarian will be doing a show on Christmas night, 9 o'clock Eastern time and 6 o'clock on the West Coast. Check it out. Us lonely people will be there. If I don't forget, somebody's going to have to remind me. Lori Ann, dear, you got to remind me. Lucid Libertarian tomorrow night.
Wait, why isn't she on tonight?
6 on the West Coast and 9 on the Eastern side of the country. She's in the chat room and she's talking with her father right now. So she'll he got about 46 minutes, and you better tell Papa I'll talk to you tomorrow. I got more important things to do. Just say them.
Yeah. No, family comes first, especially your parents. You should know
what?
That. We don't know how long we'll have them.
Well,
we don't know
how
long we'll have them.
Yeah, well, They've got a thing in there. I forgot how many millions of dollars it costs, but it's to teach them how to. When the hell was it? Does any you guys remember? What the hell was in it?
No.
How they, you know, how to, I don't know, treat people better or something.
Train your dragon.
I don't know what the hell it was called. It was called something, and they're gonna have to go through that. And it's just a whole bunch of waste of freaking money. It pisses me off. I'd just like to know. I tell you what they did, I think they made a big mistake when they go pushing Trump's tax all the way to the Supreme Court, and it gets, okay, go check it. Now I want to see Pelosi's. I want to see Mitch McConnell's. I want to see everybody's. Yep. I'm going to freaking see everybody's. And that's what I told that freaking moron, Adam. I said, I want to see yours. You push this so hard, it's going to backfire on you like you ain't going to believe. Just aren't going to believe. That's if any of our Republicans have the balls enough to do it, put it that way. If Kevin McCarthy is running the Senate or the House, you can forget that. It won't happen.
Oh, he's one of the biggest rhinos we have.
I think so. And here's Trump saying, you better back him. Oh, I don't, are you nuts? I don't know who tells him this crap. Nobody should have to tell him. He should realize this guy, he's caught on tape talking trash about Trump with Liz Cheney. It's on tape. Jesus.
I believe it.
Well, they played
it. Well, no different than who he endorsed for our governor. I'm like, did you do any, who did your research for you? Because you know what? They sure as hell did not do good research.
For who? Our governor?
Yeah, when he endorsed Dixon. I'm like,
well, I don't even know who was running. I don't even know who was running.
Soldano was an awesome choice.
God.
He's been.
That's right.
You know, in my opinion, he was an awesome choice. He'd been, ever since this COVID thing hit, he had definitely been on the fight, so to speak. You know, fighting for the Michigan people, fighting for the restaurant orders to stay open, fighting for the small businesses, fighting, and revealing. But Dixon, in my opinion, was nothing more than part of the good old boys club.
I never even heard of her before, and I've never heard of our governor, present governor, either. I never heard of her until she was running for governor.
I know, right? They come out of the woodwork, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know where she came from.
I've been following Soldano for well over a year prior to him saying he was going to run for governor.
Yeah. Well, we haven't had any real good people on the Republican side running. We had Schuette. I think that was his name. All we have is rhinos. That's all we have is rhinos running.
Yup, that's all we've got around, period. I'm tired of I want to see true patriots for a change, but it's like they're out there, but it's like they're not.
Why would they want to run?
Either they don't have the funds to run. Well, it costs a lot of money to run, and that's the sad thing. You know, the funding is outrageous for it.
You're right, but I wouldn't want to run for any office. They tear you down, tear your family. Now it's going to be even harder because they're going after the families of these people that are running.
I know it. Yup. Family outside of your spouse is pretty much off limits. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand why your spouse is usually right there by your side and going to be active somehow, some way, you know. So I understand why the spouse would be under some kind of scrutiny or, magnifying glass or whatever you want to call it, but kids were off limits. Definitely.
They're going after kids.
That's wrong.
Like Tucker. Tucker was on the air a couple years ago, and he got an emergency call when he was on the air because they were banging on his door at home. his wife, I guess, called the station, then called the police, and they live in Florida now. They moved. He doesn't live in Washington anymore. No, I don't blame him. That's a bunch of crap. All these punks getting away, and they get away with it. That's the problem.
Well, and look what they did with the Supreme Court justices this last year.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's
their houses and.
Yeah.
But nobody was held accountable for it. What, Bianchi?
It's time to whoop ass.
It's time to stand up, and it's got to be more than at the voting box. It just does. I mean, and it's more than just attending your meetings. You know, it's getting to the point where we may be taken to the streets. And it wouldn't be surprised me. It really wouldn't. And I dare say that there are more patriots, true patriots, than not.
Well, I think so. I think so. Come on, Otis. This way. Too much snow that way.
It's cold
out here, folks. It is cold.
What, like 14 degrees?
I'm going to put a fence up next year so we don't have to do that.
Feels like -2.
I should have my thong.
How's that -2 feel?
Well, with this wind, I bet it's a lot colder than that.
Oh, it says feels like -2.
Oh, well, it feels like -40. Good Lord.
I mean, it's 15 degrees outside, it says. So, but yeah, I don't know. People need to start saying no. No, no, no.
As long as there's money, they're not going to say no. That's the problem. They got too much money. Look, like Bianchi brought up Warnock, $24 million for
right.
the runoff. $24 million.
Why?
Well, he won, didn't he? That's
outside
they
money.
They
hell, he's a black preacher. Blacks at the church don't put in no more than $20 a week if they put in that much.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you got tapes of this guy running over his wife's foot. His wife's outside crying with the police and everything, and they still put him in office.
They don't care, man. They don't care.
They're gluttons for punishment.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I really don't. Just because Herschel Walker doesn't talk as good as Warnock.
Oh, wait a minute.
It doesn't make him stupid.
But you know what? But look what they did in Pennsylvania, putting that buffoon in. See, he was a buffoon. He's a buffoon.
Oh, yeah.
Fetterman.
Yeah. He's nothing but a buffoon. Okay? Walker speaks way better than he does.
But you gotta think, how in the hell do you lose him?
Okay, you cut out, Don.
Okay, I'm trying to get in the house.
Woo. Yeah, you're gonna be looking like a pillow of salt here pretty soon.
Mr. Popsicle.
I forgot my gloves. Woo. Damn. Boy,
welcome to Michigan.
Yeah. Welcome.
But
anyway.
I mean, so it's not necessarily how they speak or anything else. The problem is that Herschel Walker, in my opinion, was a patriot. True patriot. God-fearing, Constitution-loving patriot. And That's what they had the problem with.
Well, they paid his ex-wife off, and his kid off, paid, and they turned on him. And earlier in the year, the ex-wife was all for Herschel. Oh, he's great, wonderful. And a month before the election, boom. Oh, he's terrible. He did this. He did that. He made me have an abortion and all this other crap. And I just wonder how much they got paid.
Well, the thing is, though, aren't they abortion-loving people? Obviously.
Well, why would you turn on your ex-husband and your son turns on you?
That's hood politics, man. I keep telling you.
Yeah. Well, they paid him something, didn't they?
Hell yeah. They probably got about $1,500. That's the going price. About $1,500. Or a used car like in St. Louis. Where is our other caller? I never can think of his name.
John Doe?
John Doe. John Doe, come on in here. Come on down, John Doe. Come on down.
Well, I think we have Lori Ann. Let me get her on. Woo-wee. Otis.
Hello, hello, everybody. Merry Christmas Eve to y'all.
You too.
Hello, Lori Ann. Merry Christmas Eve.
Hello.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Thank you, sir. Hey, tomorrow, 9 o'clock p.m.
Yes, Christmas. Tomorrow is Christmas, Donnie.
Yes, it is. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., the Temptation. The Temptation movie is on BET, and it's a great Motown history for about 4 hours. I think it's 4 hours long. It's awesome. I've seen it.
I gotta do some work on my chimney before I go to bed, so Santa Claus don't snag his suit.
Yeah. He's going to stay away from Michigan this year. It's too damn cold to be in no sled.
I got a good dad joke for you. You ready?
No.
How much does it cost Santa to run on Christmas Eve? To run a sleigh on Christmas Eve? No answers? $8. And nine is a bad run.
$8.
How much does it cost Santa to run his sleigh on Christmas Eve? $8. Or nine if it's bad weather.
We need it. We got a female in here now, don't you know?
There is.
So isn't there $8?
Buck deers. Light.
Who's the female deer?
Rudolph.
Don't you know he's
female?
Yeah, he is. He changed.
Rudolph is non-gender.
Yeah, well.
Oh, please.
He lives.
He had a girlfriend on TV. Don't you remember? In the toy, was it the land of whatever toys? And he had a girlfriend.
Gene.
He was a boy.
Gene. He moved to California. He's done.
I don't care. They can say what they want. He's a boy. And he'll always be a boy. And he likes girls.
Now he's a little guy, a girl. And he's taking a blitz and is giving a blitz to him, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, please.
That's the thing. That's on Newsmax, reporting live.
Stop.
Rudolph the Short Cock Brain Deer. That's a new song coming out this Christmas. So, come on.
I have not heard Baby is Cold Outside this year.
Well, this baby...
Baby is cold outside.
Christmas. Don't get carried away, Bianchi. Just don't get carried away. You get Lori Ann starts singing, my ears start bleeding, and we're going to hang up. That's all there is to it. I'm just saying. And I say that with
I ordered me a fruitcake. I ordered me a whiskey.
Uh-oh.
No, that was a whiskey walnut pie I ordered.
Pie, I can understand. I don't know anybody in the brother eats
and
a fruitcake.
Fruitcake has bourbon in it.
Bourbon, yeah.
There
is rum, too. They do make it with rum.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Rum tastes good the other day.
I don't like either one, so it doesn't matter to me.
Don't matter to me.
I like pecan pie better than I do the walnut.
Oh, I like pecan. Pecan pie is good. Pecan pie is good. I think somebody, Tom Cotton, would surprise the hell out of me. He voted for this thing. He's got something coming.
He's got something in there. Check it and see. He's got something coming. Watch and see.
Oh, yeah. And John Cornyn from Texas. Susan Collins, that's no surprise. Shelley Moore, Caputo.
They don't give a damn.
And John.
They don't give a damn.
Well, both senators from Arkansas voted for it. Both.
And you need to get financial reports showing income and donations from all these politicians so you can see how that money, their tax dollars, is coming back around to their coffers.
If you can look at the former president of the United States tax returns and put them online and put them all over the place, I want to see yours. You're next. And this could be the biggest blunder of your life right now. Now, let me just name some. Roger Wicker of Mississippi, he voted for it. Todd Young of Indiana. John Thune. Richard Shelby. Now, he's the one that was doing a big speech a few months ago about how we can't vote for these things anymore like this. We can't afford it. Of course, he's right there. He's retiring, so he doesn't give a damn. Mike Rounds, San Diego, in South Dakota. Mitt Romney, that's no surprise. Rob Portman of Ohio, that's a surprise. Lisa Murkowski, that's no surprise. And have they even called that race yet in Alaska? I haven't heard that they even called that yet. Jerry Moran.
Yeah, they did.
Did they? No.
Yeah, Murkowski won it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She's a rhino.
Mitch McConnell.
They called it with the ranked choice voting. She ended up somehow surpassing Tabaka.
Well, the way they got that screwed up way of voting, I don't even know how they voted for this messed up way. Jim Inhofe. Lindsey Graham, another surprise. Tom Cotton really did surprise me. Roy Blunt from Missouri, that surprised me. But yeah, there you go. There's 18 of your favorite rhinos right there. And Lindsey Graham's no surprise. He hasn't seen a bill he didn't like yet, or a war for that matter. Oh, we're son of a... Yeah, I wish he would get voted out somehow. We start taking these people out, they might start paying attention. Oh, yeah, three of them didn't even vote.
Hell, you got to blame the people that keep voting for that damn Lindsey Graham.
Oh, I know. You better damn believe it. I would love to find out why. I just
with
wonder.
With his high-octane voice.
Yeah, I just wonder, does he really win all the time, or is this another setup? I think
there's something going on in those elections. We're getting close to put pinpoint, but something's going on in these elections, in the counting of these damn ballots.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, I agree. I think so. I don't think people are this dumb to be putting the same people over and over that have done nothing to this country. And that's what I told Mr. Adam. I said, you and you and Cheney, Liz Cheney, hurt our country more than I can even imagine. I can't imagine.
Yeah. And they don't give a damn. Congress?
No.
Members are not going to straighten out themselves. Hell, Womack don't know jack dick about no damn government. He was a damn black preacher in the hood.
Well, in their mind, if it ain't broke, why fix?
You know, the funny
thing. What I want, that's all that matters.
I seen it, you know, the minister, the preacher that's on MSNBC, that owes, last I heard or read, it was $14 million in taxes, back taxes, was lecturing Donald Trump on his taxes. And I just, what a joke this guy is, our little minister from New York City, that just got paid $1 million bonus from his, no, he's not the Rainbow Coalition. I forgot his scam that he runs.
Sharpton's Action Network?
Yeah, that's it right there, Action. Yeah. Yeah. He's talking about Trump's taxes and how terrible it is and everything else. What a joke. But, you know, those folks that watch that crap, they believe every damn word of them. Every bit of it, they believe.
Yep.
Anyway, we got 23 minutes left in this all-important show on Christmas Eve. Went all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even Johnny's mouse.
Where in the hell is Daniel? I guess he's peering at the sky through binoculars trying to catch a silhouette of Santa and reindeers float by the moon.
That's probably what's going on. I did talk to Kathy today. She called and she called me back and we talked for a while. She was going to try to make it tonight. And if she's listening, call in, say hi, Merry Christmas, and hang up. You know, you can do that, Kathy. Come on.
How's your mom doing?
And you all are welcome to call in tomorrow night on my show as well. This is Libertarian. The show goes on Christmas night. Right. You all are welcome.
See, I already told them that, Lorianne. You just didn't pay attention. You were probably on the phone with your pop. But I told them about your show. Your little show will be on tomorrow night, Us Lonely People, on Christmas night. It'll be alone. And
I'm not the only one. I think that it might turn out to be a good thing. It's like, you know what? There are a lot of people out there that aren't doing jack shit for Christmas. I'm one of them. So may as well continue doing my show, right?
That's the way I look at it.
And thanks for mentioning that. Yes, I was on the phone with my dad for about a half hour, 45 minutes or so. So I missed
that part of it. Old Pop's doing good.
Yeah. It reminds me of Sleepless in Seattle. Remember that? Does anybody else remember that movie? Where they're like, in the middle of the night and on the phone and on the radio shows and the call-in shows.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on a cruise ship when I first seen that movie. I was between Barbados and where in the hell were we going? Martinique, between Martinique and Barbados, I believe. I remember going to this beach. We told the cab driver we were there for, we're going to be docked for about 5 hours. So take us to a beach. Well, he took us to a nude beach. Hell yeah. I went and bought me a big pair of sunglasses. Nobody could see where my eyes were going. And we seen we seen two old people that were walking down the beach. We knew they were from our ship. We seen them. And this guy's eye, his head was like the Exorcist, and then when I seen his wife elbow him in a rib cage, and it was the funniest thing. He was catching hell, but you couldn't help but look. Good Lord, they're right there. Everything is shaking. Shimmy, shimmy, shake, shake. I said, I don't want to leave.
Shimmy, shimmy, shake, shake. That was there a song, wasn't it?
Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Cock. Shimmy, shimmy, cock.
Not cock. Jeez, you're horny tonight.
I'm
going
to tell you where her mind is at.
You're the ones talking about nude beaches.
Yeah, but I wasn't saying shimmy, shimmy, Coco Cock. God. Yeah, to get you a
Bianchi gave you the idea.
Oh, well, then that's better. Bianchi gave it to you, not me. I'm finally off the...
Hey, Laura, you going to have the lady from Alaska on tomorrow so she can tell us one of those backwoods jaw-dropping stories?
She is supposed to be, yeah, unless something comes up. She is planning on it. She's got her crew working on the house, like, you know, today and tomorrow, but they should clear out. So she might be a little bit late tomorrow night, but she does plan to join us.
You guys are
talking. Yeah, she's
gun control. Last I was just listening. I didn't call in. I was just listening, and you guys are talking. I had a good conversation about gun control the other night. I liked it. Bianchi was on there.
Yeah, my guest Valerie, she's really good. She was a really awesome guest, and we talked a lot, you know, pretty much focused on Measure 114 here in Oregon. And,
yeah.
And she's been doing just great with the updates and stuff. And I actually suggested to her that, you know, she should consider doing a radio show because she's a great voice for it. I just think she would do an awesome job doing a radio show. So I put that little seed in her head, and maybe something will come about with that. But yeah.
Well, good. Make sure it's not Saturday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, or I'm going to beat your butt, young lady. Just letting you know.
Yeah, we'll coordinate our efforts. We'll be like, no, don't do it on these nights.
Yeah, it can't be on these nights. If you disappear like Joe disappeared, now I'll know. I know there's another show that you broke up with us. No, Joe,
it'll be hard.
Joe was here. He was here the whole show, pretty much. He hung up. He got a little upset, but I don't, you know.
I didn't even know you were having a show last night until
I
it
wrote,
was, like, yeah, pretty much almost over, I think.
I wrote something to you that your husband was on, and... I wasn't planning
Where?
On doing
when?
Oh, last
I
night
didn't
on,
see anything.
In the group chat. It was in the group chat.
Yeah, group chat.
Hey, where's Adrian?
Because I thought he was talking about my hubby.
Yeah, I
where's
know
Where's Adrian?
I don't know.
Are you guys sure? Because I didn't see anything saying that you were doing a show.
Yeah, Gene thought I was talking about Scott, and I thought that was funny. No, no. But Scott's more than welcome. But I was talking about Joe and Lori Ann sitting in a tree.
I'll have to give it a listen, see what he had to say. But he avoids me.
I don't know
why. He
probably
what figured since you were... he avoids me now because he knows he's going to get chewed out.
Well, he's not here tonight either, and whatever he's doing. I hope he's safe doing it. You know?
Yeah,
I think I'm fine.
Maybe he'll serve me divorce papers tomorrow on my show.
Well, absolutely.
Merry Christmas. I'm divorcing you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn. What was that? Well, that's gone. Whatever was in my little brain is now gone. So there you go. Thanks, Lori.
I think I ordered some moose jerky.
Moose jerky, huh? There's a guy up north on the way to the casino that has every kind of jerky you can even think of. I'm serious. He might even have moose jerky. I mean, everything, alligator, everything. He's got it in this little bitty store he's got. Oh, it's go up there. We spent $40 buying jerky. Good stuff, Maynard. I like some good jerky. You had to be there. I didn't mean to kill the conversation. Don't mean to, don't hurt yourself talking, guys. Any other time I can't keep you guys from talking over each other. Now I can't
get you.
I'm forgetting where I ordered it from, but there was this place that has this awesome, like, spicy jerky, spicy bison jerky. I forget the name. I ordered it a long couple of years back, and I wish I could remember it now. But, no, oh, my God. Like, I ate this whole, like, I bought this whole box of, like, 24 of these jerky sticks, bison spicy mm-hmm. jerky sticks. I swear to God, that's all I ate for, like, 2 days. It was so bad.
I like buffalo jerky. I don't think the guy had any, but I like that. I've had that. Boy, is that good. Bear jerky, that's damn good. What else did he have? He had all kinds of just almost every animal you can think about. He had it pretty good. Hope everybody remembers what tomorrow is. Not just ripping up presents. And, I got a present coming tomorrow. Cinnamon just doesn't know about it yet. Boy, that's nice. I'm glad.
Well, she does now.
No, I already gave her a present. We don't do that, you know. We just don't do that.
We get what we want to get during the year.
You know, during
exactly.
the year, whatever you want, we can get. And she doesn't like my taste, but I got her something real nice that she likes, and she actually wears it, which is not something to wear. It's a necklace, but it's got my name and her name on one side, birthstone, her birthstone, and my birthstone, and a heart with diamonds. How about that, guys? Huh? Huh? Yeah.
Wow.
I did a good job. She
actually has it in them.
You're going to stay married for a little while longer then.
You never know. You just never know how that's going to go. But she did like it because she actually wore it. So I know she liked it. She wasn't just lying to me. Zelensky. I want to punch him in the face. I really do. The disrespect he did it.
Yeah.
And the Oscar
goes to Zelensky.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
but not just that, but our Speaker of the House allowed it.
Oh, did you see her just kiss his little hand and kissed him on the cheek, and we gave him a flag. He gave us a flag, and don't forget.
Ooh.
When you were paying more in
tax.
What's next?
When is he getting his Hollywood star? That's what I want to know. When is Zelensky getting his Hollywood star?
Oh, soon. I'm
sure. Doesn't need one. He's got the Congress in his butt.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys hear the guy from Kiss?
Gene Simmons?
Yeah, Gene Simmons. Did you hear this arrogant bastard? You know, they're doing a cruise, the Kiss cruise. They do it almost every year, not every year. And you can't get on that boat, that ship, unless you have been vaccinated and you're going to be wearing a mask. Well, you're not going to get me sick. You're going to pay a couple thousand dollars to go on a cruise to hang out with Kiss, but yet you got to wear a mask. Kiss my backside. Arrogant bastard.
Absolutely.
And that guy that was married to Madonna a hundred years ago.
Sean Penn?
Sean Penn, say damn way. Well, yeah. He wants you to lose your job if you're not vaccinated. You don't
See,
need...
they've drank the Kool-Aid and taken the bait hook and...
And they eat everything, haven't they? It's just disgusting.
Yes.
And boy,
just like
Gene,
that guy last night.
Gene Simmons is getting his ass handed to him, too, talking like he did. Oh, boy. They just beating the hell out of him on Twitter. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Good.
That's right. That's right.
He deserves it. You know, it's like we are well past this shaming the unvaccinated crap, you know, when everything
right.
that's come out with how ineffective that stupid vaccine is, how harmful it is, the side effects and everything, it's like all this stuff is out now. So the time for that sort of, really it is like hate speech. It's hate speech against the unvaccinated. That's really what it is. Continuing to fume those flames when, you know, the fire was already put out. It's unforgivable, really.
Well, Lorianne,
when he has myocarditis and he has a heart attack after he gets his, you know, sixth booster or something, yet all of us, all the rest of us are still alive and kicking, well, you know, there you go.
Well, I had a friend who had an aneurysm in his heart 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, he's a former Detroit Lions football player.
Well, who's that?
Johnson.
Well, you know how many
Demetrius
guys?
Johnson.
Demetrius Johnson. Hmm? You know him?
Yeah.
But damn, Bianchi. When are you going to invite me to meet him? He was a good football player, man. We need him now. I'm telling you that. I don't care how old he is.
But Lorianne, when you speak like that, you're accused of only getting your news from Facebook and from YouTube.
Who?
Instead of actually doing research. Remember last night that guy kept saying, you're getting your information from Facebook and YouTube. I'm getting your information from Facebook and YouTube. The mainstream media is not where I want to get my information from.
Wow. Wow.
Don't you remember him saying that a few times?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's saying that he died.
Who did?
Who did?
Damn, Demetrius.
No way.
Former St. Louis NFL player Demetrius Johnson dies at 61. My grandson told me that.
Oh, wow. They didn't even mention that. Wonder when he died. I watched the game today.
He had to die today because a friend of mine 2 hours ago, Kevin texted me and said that he was doing pretty good, his wife.
Oh, that's terrible. 61 years old. That's terrible.
Was he jabbed?
Yeah, he took the jabs. Early on, I told them guys, I said, man, y'all crazy to be taking this stuff. Plus, he hated Donald Trump. I ain't going to say yeah.
Heart-related
I used to
condition.
Argue with them.
Did he give you a reason? Did he give you a reason why he didn't like him?
Nope. Same old stuff. He had a radio program, which is highly liberal. He talked on Mondays and Tuesdays, and for a while on Wednesday on Detroit station. And I used to go at him left and right.
Was he on a 97 won the fan or the ticket in Detroit?
AM.
Oh, was it AM?
He was on that AM station. I'll tell you what it was here. Man, I hate that. He was a pretty good, he was a very nice person too, man. And he'd been having his foundation activities where they gave out thousands of Thanksgiving
dollars.
Dinners.
All right. Didn't
no,
he
Thanksgiving
give,
dinners. Pardon me?
I thought he gave had a, some kind of, was involved with a foundation that gave scholarships away.
I don't
year.
Know if they gave scholarships or not. That's WFDF.
Oh, that's in Flint.
I used to
work at WFDF in Flint. It's not in Detroit. It's in Flint. WFDF. And it's at 910 on your AM dial. I remember my call years ago. I was only there as a fill-in while somebody was on vacation in the summertime. WFDF. Yeah, that's in Flint. It used to be in Flint. I don't know if it's still in Flint, but it used to be. It was right down WTAC where I worked is in Grand Blanc and Perry off of Perry Road there.
Last Sunday he had a event scheduled at Union Station for the kids, a dinner, Christmas dinner. And he had that aneurysm Saturday, the day before.
You know, that's how Daniel's father passed away, at an aneurysm, brain aneurysm, and he was watching.
He was in the heart.
Now, Daniel's father, Butch, they were watching, both boys and him were they're adamant, boy, they loved their Auburn Tigers. And they were watching, and he was just laying there watching it, and boom, done. Not a thing you can do about that. What a good guy.
Well, my first wife died from an aneurysm.
Really? Ugh.
The one I told you, no, she was my 10-year-old neighborhood sweetheart.
Oh, that's terrible.
Ooh.
That's hard to take. That's hard to
take. Yep, that's one thing you never know. You know it?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know. Two of my friends walked into the kitchen, boom, fell right out dead. A lot younger. Matter of fact, they'd probably be in their 60s now. It was terrible. His name, the guy I've been arguing with, is Adam Kinzinger from Illinois.
Oh.
And a crybaby. And Liz Cheney, both of them voted for this. There was 9 Republicans that voted for in the House, voted for this thing. And Liz Cheney and Kinzinger was one of them. And, of course, Fred Upton from Michigan, he had to be right in there, too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. See if there was anybody. Another Arkansas boy. God dang, what's wrong with these people?
To tell you a story. This was about 2 Thanksgivings ago.
Uh-huh.
He was down in the projects downtown St. Louis handing out delivering these baskets, turkey. And nobody donated. They raised money to pay for the turkey. But he's walking down through there, and as everybody was, knocking on the door, then a lady came out and caught up with him and said, Demetrius, and she said that, I just wanted to let you know this may be the last time you see me. And he said, what's wrong? He said, well, I've got terminal cancer.
Oh.
And doctors say I probably won't be around next year. So I just wanted to thank you for all that you've done.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Jesus. That'd break your heart right there, wouldn't it?
I know, right?
That's hard to take. We got 90 seconds, the lady said in the headphone set. 90 seconds. We got a lot of people from Twitter. Thank you for coming. Of course, a sissy, like this young lady said, I said, you don't have balls to call our show. And this lady said, no, he doesn't have any hang me downies. I haven't heard that in 100 years. Hangy downies. Oh, man. Oh, it just hit me wrong, I guess. It was funny to me, okay? Is that okay with you? All right. As long as you know.
Whatever.
AOC voted no, by the way, folks. She voted no. And Rashida Tlaib voted present.
Yeah, I was really shocked. I was like,
she was probably reading it upside down.
Now.
What do you think?
I don't know.
She's probably reading it upside down.
I couldn't understand either one of you.
She might have been reading the damn thing upside down.
Oh, man.
I didn't know she could read, but.
He was drafted in the fifth round by
Detroit
Lions.
What did you say, Lorianne?
Lorianne,
what did you say?
Oh, I was just saying that I was really surprised to read that AFC actually voted against that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened? You know?
Dang.
Was she too drunk or something to, you know?
Yeah,
but
that's
for
a,
sure she
yeah,
be right on board. More money?
That's a shocker. Yeah, I agree. That's a shocker. Yeah, it passed the House. Flying colors. And who's the guy that called Matt Gaetz? He gets on TV and he's saying, why can't we wait 11 days? 11 more days, we're taking over. Why in the hell do we have to do this right now? We don't have to do it right now.
Nope.
Oh, but man, I guess they had a point. Now, and he said, now we're going to live under for the next, till September of next year, we're going to be living under Nancy Pelosi's $1.7 trillion, I don't even know what you could, spending bill.
Damn.
Yeah, well, that says
long
it better.
Money laundering.
God, and that's, I don't understand. These Republicans just make me sick. They just truly make me sick. There are such scammers, such liars. Oh, my God. Oh, anyway,
I agree.
I get all pissed off when I think about them. Yeah,
and he has put on a lot of weight. You know, he had trimmed way down, I think, about well before the pandemic.
Wow. I am sorry. That's sad. 61 years old. Wow.
Yeah.
I do remember his. That's something.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. I'm tired.
All right. Hey, everybody.
Oh, hi, Cinnamon.
Hey, Cinnamon.
Hi.
There she is.
There I are. There she be.
Ah, here's a white
bringing
patrol officer.
Bringing my homemade sandwich home.
Here's a white Brooklyn patrol officer claims that she was racially discriminated at by colleagues. And nothing was ever done. I sent you another story, too. Your friend Terrence is back at it.
Damn.
I sent your email.
All right. I took my computer apart and cleaned it and started it back up, and it just ran so damn fast it almost threw me off my chair. It just... Well, it was running pretty damn slow, folks. And I didn't want to be slow for you guys, even though you don't want to talk.
A little late for that.
Did you take some canned air and stuff and clear out dust from the fans on the inside or something? Or?
I ain't saying nothing. I'm just sitting back saying nothing.
Yeah, right, okay.
Oh, I am. I'm just going to set
my wire. That's what my other friends say. I say nothing.
My father-in-law used to say, when we were playing cards, I ain't bid no more, but I ain't bid no less. So here's that. I ain't saying no more, but I ain't saying no less.
That's it. Right there. Damn right. Folks.
Stevie, you're not going to see anymore, but you know better.
Yes.
This country has gotten so jacked up.
I wonder.
Go ahead, Jane.
I was going to say, when you were saying that, because you guys are so jacked up, it's like, I wonder how many people, even from the United States, if they went over to other countries and spent any length of time, and would see actually how they have their boundaries, how they have their laws, how they have this, how they have that. And they don't have the problems, a lot of the problems, the inner problems like we have, you know, like all those division that we have.
And they also don't have the same kinds of freedoms that we have.
I understand that, but having it been the same token, all our government has been, you know, had a major hand in dividing the people at the ground level.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm kind of what I was trying to get to is they keep telling us that, you know, we're oppressed or we're, socially disadvantaged, male versus female, religion versus atheism. And so
women's
if they
rights.
Went to another country, they, you know, they wouldn't see those kind of freedoms that we have here that we can argue about. And I think they would stop letting the government use that kind of crap to divide us.
Right. Well, I mean, look at, you know, they say that women don't have rights. Women's rights are I'm like, ever since I can remember, I have every single right that my husband has. You know?
I hate this MSN.
I'm sorry, what Bianchi?
I say I hate this MSN.com.
Why
and Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Yeah, my mom goes there for her news. She gets it off that page.
They are about as biased as you could ever be.
I don't know. Every mainstream media is, I'm sorry, I don't care if it's AOL, Yahoo, CBS, NBC, MSN, MSNBC, all those mainstream are extreme bias. It's like we had the news on, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. And I was cleaning, and I'm like, within like 5 minutes, I was dusting around the TV area. And that whole, and there's not a huge area, but I'm dusting it. I hear you're going to die from COVID. I hear you that there's a new virus you're going to die from and something else you're going to die from. I'm like, I turned off the damn TV. I'm like, I can't take this no more. You know, you're going to die from everything that they're telling you you're going to die from. And people are scared. They're going to die from the COVID. They're going to die from this new virus. They're going to die from monkeypox. They're going to die. You know, when it's your time, it's your time. Doesn't matter how it happens. It's going to happen. You can't stop it.
Wow.
And I told my husband, I turned off TV, my husband comes out, and he's like, why'd you turn that on? I said, because I am tired of listening to this negative, 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 negative. I said, all they're doing is feeding people all this negativity. It's not news. It's telling you how you're supposed to feel, what you're supposed to be afraid of. Instead of giving you just information and letting you use your own brain to figure out how you feel about it and what you want to do about it, if anything. I said, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being told. I said, I don't listen. I said, but I'm tired of them telling people. And then it causes problems. It's more division amongst people. I like last night, the conversation with that guy and us, just over COVID, you know, huge division.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to put you guys on mute again.
Okay. I'll talk to you in a sec. All right.
Drive safe.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts out here. But yep, everybody's going slow. Not very many people out.
Well, those roads, even when I was out today, just for a short minute, was nothing but a sheet of ice.
Yes.
So just be careful.
Yeah.
And it's so cold that salt doesn't work.
Yeah.
So just be very careful.
Well,
yeah, when I talked to my dad, he was talking about that. You know, it's like salt only works, you know, until it gets to a certain degrees. And then once it gets too cold, then whatever it melted originally, then all starts to refreeze and you're looking at an even worse parking, you know, ice skating rink out there on the roads.
Right.
And I remember that from Minnesota. It's like, yeah, it's so cold that even the freaking salt doesn't work, you know. And
yeah.
Well, that's when they go to chlorine. They go to chlorine and sand after that. Chlorine melts.
I remember a few times in my life hitting black ice. Oh, boy.
That's freaky.
That is real freaky. We used to drive to, my son and I just take off whenever we felt like and drive to Alabama. And we'd be cruising along, going through Indiana, boom, hit that stuff. And thank God there was no traffic because I was just all over the place until I hit some dry cement.
What's almost freakier, though, is when you're driving down the highway, you watch somebody hit it in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're going, am I going to be able to slow down enough or get out of the way enough to go and hit it?
Right. Yeah. I've been in whiteouts, scared the hell out of you. You're just driving along 60, 75 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you're in nothing but nothing. It's like, where in the hell am I?
But that's when you act like you're in one of those, that time warp thing, you know, where you're driving to the stars, you know, you have to use your imagination on that.
Yeah, pretty much. Just my imagination once again. Running. Ooh, it was.
Who sings that, Don?
Just my imagination?
Who sings that?
I'm trying to remember her. I used to play it all the freaking time. Oh, God. Help me out here. Just my imagination. Once again, not Smokey. I don't think it's Smokey. Could be Smokey. I need Bianchi on this one. I can't believe Demetrius Johnson died. Sorry. That's terrible.
I was just going to say, let him sing it.
That is terrible.
Or say not you.
I am.
Yeah.
I think it's Smokey, but I don't know.
Then you need to let him. Let him sing it.
Yep. She was just harassing her singing, honey.
I was being a smart ass.
Who sings it? Temptations. Just my imagination.
He didn't catch it.
Each day through my
window.
I'm singing it, Pete. Please be quiet. Each day.
But we're asking you to let the temptations sing instead.
I know it's really, really hard for you to be quiet, but try hard this time. Just try hard.
No, we're asking you to let the temptations sing it instead.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. Your heavy girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh. Soon we'll be married and raise a family. A cozy little home out in the country with children.
Oh, my goodness.
Children.
Okay, so does anybody hit the gong?
Hold on.
He's got the toilet flush somewhere. Where's the toilet flush when you need it? Wait a minute.
You know this song, If You All Be Quiet.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it?
Don't ever complain about my singing again.
I'm talking. A cozy little home in the country with two children, maybe three, so I can pay child support. Never mind. I tell you, I can visualize it all. This couldn't be a dream.
Why am I getting?
You're echoing.
Who's doing that to me?
I don't know. I'm innocent.
Anybody. Well, everybody is. Damn. Okay.
Somebody has dual mics going.
Okay. Hold on, guys. Just settle down, all right? We're going to go to the Ed Sullivan Show. When all things fail, you go to the Ed Sullivan Show on YouTube, and then you can find it right away. And matter of fact, they show Ed Sullivan at night, the rock and roll part.
Oh my goodness.
So I had the kind of day that I'm bringing this sandwich home.
In together. Hey, baby.
Hello?
Hello. Sing it with me, kids.
Okay, I can't hear anybody. Everybody's blipping.
I was explaining to my husband what happened. I can't hear nothing either.
Okay, you guys going to talk to it? Just go ahead and talk to it. Go ahead.
I can't hear nothing. It's air, dead air.
Hold on, it wasn't playing? Really?
No.
It was dead air.
Wow, that's weird. Oh, see, I didn't even think you'd hear anything. Hold on for a second. Well, okay. Somebody said you did. Some say you didn't. I don't know what the hell you guys are doing.
Nope. You didn't hear anything.
I think the consensus is we didn't.
We did not.
Consistence. I swear to God. Ed Sullivan, take it away.
Now, the Temptations with their hit recording, Just My Imagination, gentlemen.
Can you hear this?
Yes.
Thank you.
Affirmative.
And thank you for letting me sing it instead.
Gene, I know you can't be quiet, so go ahead, dear. What were you saying?
Oh, I said thank you for letting who sings it sing it instead.
Okay. I'll just play a little bit of it. Yeah. If my memory serves me right, it's 1971. I think.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. Though it it was just my imagination. Running away with me. It was just my imagination. Running away with me. Praise. Hear my plea. Don't ever let another take a left from me, or I will surely die. Heavenly, when I'm holding, I hear.
Okay, we're starting off. We're starting off. Tear up. I can't have that.
You'd be playing like Blue Christmas.
What a talented damn family. What a Michael Jackson was just a killer back then. You know that? This is 1970, I think. I think that's when it came out, 1970. This kid just tore it up. What a presence on a stage like nothing I've ever seen. Oh, Elvis Presley had it. This kid's got it. Badass, dude. Just badass. I seen this little guy on the Ed Sullivan show. I go, what the hell? Where'd this kid come from? Where'd this whole family come from? Gary, Indiana, that's where they came from. And they kicked some major booty, boy. This major booty. I don't know if you liked the Jackson 5, but I did. I enjoyed that.
I did.
Yes. They had a stern father.
Boy, didn't they?
Something that's missing nowadays.
I don't know who didn't like him.
No, I don't either. But, yeah, he had a stern father, and I think that's why he made up for not being able to be a child. And I think that's why you seen him with his pet chimpanzee, and he had a carnival in his backyard and everything else. I think that's why. Poor kid. All he did was work. That's all he did. Work. The whole family worked.
Well, you got to have a stern father growing up in a community like that.
In Gary, Indiana? Yeah, I'd say you probably did. Those kids could have went all kinds of different ways in Gary, Indiana. You're right about that. And, I don't know. The first time I ever heard a rock...
No one says, wow, I love...
I heard rock and roll was on Ed Sullivan's show, was the Beatles. And I... Because we're from Alabama, and if it wasn't on WKMF in Flint, country station on Saturday night, we had to listen to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville if we could get it in on the radio. And I seen these Beatles come out singing, I Want to Hold Your Hand. I about flipped my lid.
Here's the youthful Jackson 5 opening with a medley of their hits that have sold over a million each hit.
Now, I don't know how old he is, and I don't know exactly what songs these are going to be, but can you imagine both these songs sold over a million? And back then, a million is a lot of records. Oh, I Want You Back. That's what it is. All right. What a talent. Lose them too soon, don't we? all this good talent has a lot more to do. What's that?
I said sometimes we burn them out.
Yeah. Yeah, and they can't go anywhere. They can't be,
The wrong assholes never die. Maxine Pelosi be around about 120.
Are they taking the place of Cher?
He screwed up my whole talk by bringing those two assholes up. What'd you say, Gene?
I said, are they going to take the place of Cher? Remember, it used to be the only thing that's going to be around after the after a nuclear war would be Cher and cockroaches. Yeah. Are they taking the place? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That used to be the
I remember. Which guitarist? Is it from the Rolling Stones?
Oh,
he's
my God.
Live forever, too.
Keith Richards.
Oh,
yeah.
Keith Richards looks like he's 150 years old right now, and he's looked that way since the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, still going strong.
And he's still getting tired.
Keith Richards.
Yeah, he's the guitar player.
Bruce
Stone.
He's
yeah.
Always stoned.
They thought I can't
stoned
remember what group was the lead off performers for him when they played in Detroit. But he went up to their he was a Stones fanatic and whoever this I can't remember the lead singer's name now. He went in. And he seen Keith's door because they had the whole floor. So he seen his door was open and he walked in. He said, Keith Richards is laying out in his big chair naked and looked like he was dead. And well, he looked like he's dead even when he was walking and talking. But he said, I ran and found somebody to come. One of his band, one of the groupies came in and now he's like just resting. It scared the hell out of this poor guy. Scared the hell out of him. This poor guy. He had to be there. And look what Michael Jackson did to Paul McCartney. Poor Paul McCartney. What a... And then got pissed off and didn't talk to Michael Jackson again. What a shame.
What happened there? I never heard.
Okay. Michael, you know, they did that song together. Wasn't it
Ebony and Ivory.
Right. And they got to be good friends. And Paul McCartney told him, he said, you need to buy publishing rights. And Michael Jackson asked Paul McCartney. Now, this is from Paul McCartney. Michael Jackson asked Paul who owned his. Did he own the Beatles catalog? And Paul said, no, I ain't going to buy something I already created. Well, Michael Jackson said, okay. He went and bought the whole damn catalog, which is going to give him and, or his family millions of dollars forever. Forever. They own all. He bought the whole catalog.
Oh, wow.
And Paul McCartney was freaking pissed. And Howard Stern asked, why didn't you buy it? Why didn't you just buy it? That I didn't think anybody would buy it, and I especially didn't think it would be Michael. Michael could have called me and said, hey, if you're not going to buy it, I'm going to buy it. And he said, I would have went and bought it, but he didn't give me a call. Next thing you know, I'm reading it in the paper that he bought the Beatles' whole catalog for, I forgot how
well,
many
that's
hundreds,
kinda,
hundreds of
that's
millions.
That's
kind of
Paul McCartney because he did kind of ask him.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy it? And he said no. And so.
No, he didn't want to buy something that he had he created, and he said, I feel stupid buying it because I created it. Why should I have to buy it? Well, there's a reason, Paul.
Yep.
You remember you Pele? Know.
Yeah, great soccer.
He's on his deathbed, too.
What's wrong with him?
Cancer.
Oh,
yeah.
82.
Is he 82 years old? God. He's, you know what, is people like, you remember, I never watched tennis until there was Chrissy, what, Everett, and her boyfriend, I forgot his name now, left-hander, and McEnroe, and they were above the sport. So I started watching it because they brought something to the sport nobody else did. They brought fire. They got into arguments on the court and everything. I thought that was great, but Pele was like that for me in soccer. And I seen him make a goal. I don't know how he did it. His back was to the goal, and the ball was coming to him. It was bouncing, and he kicked it backwards and flipped over and kicked it right into the goal. I go, what the hell? What the hell?
He was good. He was the highest paid athlete during his time in the world, really.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that, but I just knew that when he played, I didn't like soccer because to me it was boring. But he made it exciting to watch, though. He didn't know what he was going to do, and he just took over the game. He really did. He was that good. And people that
have
I enjoy watching.
You don't have some major signings here in baseball.
Oh yeah,
Trey Turner signed for $350 million.
Well, he did that 3 weeks ago, Bianchi. It's get with it, baby. You're slipping.
And what's this other player signed for $450 million?
$450 million.
I think he did.
No.
Up until then, you had Mike Trout and.
Trout was the highest paid, and now it's Jesus.
Trout was what, $225 million, and then Harper $250 million.
Trout now, a guy from the Yankees just signed $360 million.
Judge.
Yeah, Judge. He just signed for $360 million buckaroos. I think for 8 years or 9 years. And the Giants were supposed to pick up, oh my God, I can't remember nobody's name. Are you kidding me? Anyway, they were going to sign this guy, and they found out he had something was wrong with his ankle back when he was in AAA. And so they wanted to redo his contract. He told them, go to hell. The Mets signed him for more money. And the Mets is out of their mind. They owe a 390 or 80 something million dollars a year in a year. That's how much salary they're paying.
It wasn't just the injury in the minors. I thought it was. It showed up in the physical.
It was, yeah. Well, he played with Minnesota last year, and he's been playing all along. He played for Houston, and he never sat out because of it or not. That's something that happened years ago, and they were just trying to rework his contract, thinking he would. It's too late. He will have to sign with us. And we're going to rework his contract and screw him out of a few million dollars. Well, he said, F you. And the Mets called his agent up and said, hey, we want to make a deal. And now he's a Met. And that pissed the Giants right off. Oh, they're pissed. They got egg on their face big time. He had to be there. You really did have to be there. Who sent me this? Thank you, whoever sent me this, and you're in this on a switchboard. Thank you.
Partner with
I don't know who did it, but
this isn't good. NATO
is that your new saying?
With Russia,
what?
Is that your new saying? You had to
what?
Be there. You had to be there. I think that's your new saying. You had to be there.
Is there anything else you'd like to say, Gene, before I play this tape?
Yeah. Hey, Donnie.
You know what, Donnie?
You had to be there.
I think Mike Tyson would have beat Muhammad Ali. Matter of fact, I know he would.
You know, I watched it. I got a lot of his fights on my phone, and I watched when I'm walking the dog outside. I watch. The dude was a monster. A freaking
Tyson would whoop Muhammad Ali.
I don't think Muhammad could. I don't think those punches of Muhammad would dent a guy. And I feel terrible saying that because I feel guilty, but I believe you're right.
I tell you, he would have beat Foreman too.
Oh yeah.
He could whoop anybody. That kid was something else. Now he did lose two fights.
In the first two years of his career, nobody would beat him. I don't know if anybody in my lifetime could have beat him. He was a monster. He went after you and just dropped you. And Frazier, remember the kid, Joe Frazier?
Oh, Marvis Frazier.
Marvin, I think he made it a minute. and he got him in the corner and just beat the hell out of him, man. I felt so sorry for that kid. And I said, Joe, what are you letting him? Joe Frazier couldn't last with this guy. And I love Joe Frazier.
This isn't good. NATO chief says full-blown war with Russia is a real possibility.
It is? No kidding.
They want one that things could go horribly wrong.
How? Name one way.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned Friday that he fears a full-blown war between Russia and NATO is a real possibility in a rare acknowledgement of the dangers of backing Ukraine. I fear that the war in Ukraine will get out of control and spread into a major war between NATO and Russia, he said. According to the Telegraph, if things go wrong, they can go horribly wrong.
Well, boy, no kidding. A little late for that, huh?
Yeah, Jens, you feel like it?
Thank you, Larry, for saying
Russian
that.
Russian officials have made clear that they believe they are fighting against NATO in Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said recently that both the United States and NATO are directly participating in the war.
Whoops.
Pretext for strikes on NATO bases.
Can anybody hear this? I forgot to check.
Yes, we can hear it.
Okay. Cinnamon, are you almost home?
Almost.
Because I want to make sure the puppy doesn't get embarrassed by you sneaking up on him.
In Europe,
okay.
If they can take
tell him.
Step.
What? Yes, dear. What would you like me to tell him?
Tell him I'm almost home.
You on the phone? Is that what you said?
Huh? No, I said tell him I'm almost home.
Well, I'm sure he'll listen to me.
Just tell him to go get Mama.
Oh, I know. That he will listen to. That is true. What's McCarthy got? People said, I appreciate you all sending me tapes, but it's a little late to be sending them, don't you think? You've been with me for
a $3 million swimming pool in Massachusetts. Because that's what America needs to borrow money on right now. Because that's putting people before politics. Now, I don't know if you're going to go to the Leahy Center that he requested. It never went before the committee. It never went before the people. But you know best, Mr. Speaker. You knew the people really wanted it, even didn't they request it. Because Leahy requested it, and he'll never have to stand before the people again.
Yeah, he retired.
Here are some of the worst parts of the omnibus.
Oh, here we go.
First, to state the obvious, the omnibus spends too much.
Really?
Increasing the deficit and fueling even more inflation. Now, the Democrats have been fired. They had 4 years. Let's just look at recent history. When Republicans had the majority in the House for 8 years, and you look at discretionary spending from the day we got the gavel to the day we had to hand it back, you know how much it increased? Zero. Zero. You've had it for 4 years before you got fired again. You know how much you increased? Discretionary spending? One-third. Over $440 billion. You want to know why we have inflation, the highest it's been in 41 years? You won the majority, and you wasted it, and you spent too much, and you harmed the American public. The worst thing any government can do to its public is bring inflation, and that's exactly what you're continuing. This bill increases the baseline spending by $134 billion. Let me put it another way. The American hardworking taxpayer, you just added $1.5 trillion over 10 years to the national debt when we're already drowning in $31 trillion in debt. I don't remember the people requesting that, but in your definition, that's what you did. And what kind of projects are such high priorities? You have to increase spending by so much. Well, some left-wing pet projects. Let's look for example of what the people really requested here. For example, there's $2.35 million for the Leahy Center in Vermont, named after Senator Patrick Leahy. Well, who requested it? Well, Patrick Leahy did. Who wrote the bill? Patrick Leahy. Meanwhile, Chairwoman Deloria bragged that the omnibus fulfills 98% of the Democratic members' requests in the House. That's $5.4 billion for 3,213 Democratic projects. Mr. Speaker, I'm not quite sure your definition of people. I guess it's those members that you're really looking after. That would be politics. Our economy is already in a dire condition, and passing this omnibus only supercharges that disaster. You know what? Inflation is higher today than it was 11 months ago when President Biden said it had peaked. Families are paying $400 more per month than they did a year ago. Why? Because you put them before your politics, as you say. They just didn't know that they really wanted to pay more. Last month, our deficit was nearly $250 billion. Another record you own, a record for the highest for the month of November. It was fueled by 55% increase in our interest payments. Why? Because you own the majority, the House, the Senate, and the presidency. That's what you brought the American public. Meanwhile, personal credit card debt exploded by almost $400 billion in the third quarter. That's another record you own for the third quarter. Inflation is the economy's number one problem.
Gee, thank you. Thank you for telling us that, Kevin.
The Federal Reserve continues to raise the rate. Why? Because you took the majority. It's raising rates, and you still don't get it. But Democrats want this bill to put more pressure on the working family, because you know better than the working family, apparently. Americans have had enough. That's why, again, millions voted to fire the Democrats on this one-party rule. Mr. Speaker, second, the omnibus spending bill intensifies the crisis at the southern border. Now, I know, Mr. Speaker, maybe the rules chair will say they're all putting the people before politics. That's why the president says there's more important things to do to even visit the border. He hasn't had much time in his 40 years of elected office to have a chance to visit the border. Since taking office and having one-party rule, the Democrats and Biden's open border policy has caused the worst border crisis in American history. You could try to ignore it, but 11 more days, since you won't show up for work here, you no longer will have that opportunity. And we're going to take our work to the border. We're going to have our hearings on the border. All you'll have to do is open your eyes, and you'll see what you created. And you'll see what you, the disaster that has become of your legacy. On this administration's watch, record numbers of illegal border crossing, deadly drugs, and even terrorist suspects have come into our country. I remember almost 2 years ago on a tour of the border, speaking to the border agents. You learn a lot if you're willing to do that. They told me never before have they seen so many people coming across the border that they catch on the terrorist watch list. I went to a press conference after, told the American public what we had learned. I would assume everybody is especially, Mr. Speaker, when the rules chair says he cares so much about the people, that they'd be concerned because he knew what has happened when terrorists have come to America before, that they would want to rally together to protect America. No, Mr. Speaker, Congressman Gallego called me a liar. He said he has as much clearance as I did, Mr. Speaker, that this could not be true.
Honey.
But lo and behold, even the DHS came out and said, tried to deny the facts, but now we know it's a record.
All right. All right, you're not going to do anything, Kevin. You're a rhino, but you're talking good because you need the five folks that are going to vote against you to vote for you. You know, we could still get Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House. We could, if those five people decide they're really going to stick to their guns. Oh, Gene's gone. Wondered how I could get a sentence out without her jumping in. Anyway, I guess we should shut it down. Everybody's kind of tired talking, I guess. Nobody wants to talk to poor old gray-haired Don.
I'll talk to you, poor old gray-haired Don.
Yeah, well, you
I could stick around for a little while.
All right, hang on.
I got home and the door was locked, and I tried to ring the bell. I found a little bitty note that she had wrote telling me to go to hell. I crawled in the window, I got inside, she kicked me in the balls, and then I cried. Called me a name, said I lied, kicked me again, and I thought I died. Took my clothes, set them on fire, and hit me with her curling iron. I tried to block it with my watch, and then she kicked me in the crotch again. Yeah, today's the day my wife met my girlfriend. Well, I tried to tell her, but she didn't care. Things weren't what they seemed. She had a pan on the stove full of boiling water, and my nads would soon be steamed. I tried to run, scream for help. She hit me in the nerves with the rhinestone belt. It was like nothing that I ever felt. I thank God I wasn't wearing a kilt. She grabbed a bat from beneath the bed. She swung it once, and then she missed my head. She reared back, swung it again, and then she hit me in the twins again. Yeah, today's the day my wife met my girlfriend. Yeah, today's an awful day. Hey, my boys won't be the same. Yeah, today's the day my wife met my girlfriend.
See, there you go.
Home.
You
got
know
another
what?
One in your lineup.
Now, say
I'm
everybody.
About,
go ahead, Bianchi.
I'm thinking about what she said, but you know, people don't intentionally destroy something that's some good to them, so they must not have been no good to her.
What the hell are you talking about?
She hauled off and kicked him in the ball four or five times and smacked him with a bat in the balls. They must not have been doing her no good, so hell, beat them up.
Please.
Yep, think you're going to use them somewhere else.
Hey. I like that song.
Yeah, when she get ready to use them, they deflate it. What the hell?
Oh, God, you guys are meaner than hell. I mean, you are mean.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Male Football Cheerleader.
Mr. Male Football Cheerleader.
Real men don't just play smash-mouth football. Real men turn cartwheels and somersaults on the sidelines, tucked safely away from the action.
Don't touch me now.
Fourth down and inches. The game's on the line. It all comes down to you. Will you call for a perky pyramid or a peppy line dance?
Get on my shoulder.
Knock 'em back all the way to Hackensack. So grab an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Football Cheerleader. You may never score a touchdown, but you're peppy.
Yay!
That's gotta count for something.
That's gotta count for something.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Pro Sports Heckler Guy.
Mr. Pro Sports Heckler Guy.
They say those who can't play coach. Apparently those who can't coach sit 30 rows back, shirtless, shouting obscenities.
Oh, that's right, motherfucker.
Thanks to you, our team is armed with game-winning tips like catch the ball and throw it.
Shout it out now.
You stink. That sucks. What a bunch of losers. Not just catcalls, but subtle psychological ploys to prod your team to victory.
Reverse psychology.
So here's to you, old sultan of shouting, because while there may be no I in team, thanks to you, there's always an F and a U. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right. How about that, guys? I thought that was classy. Come on.
Well, you know, if
no,
Bud Light
you know,
had done that now, Bud Light would be shut down.
They would, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would be all, boycott them. And hit me in our group chat on Facebook. I sent you a couple videos if you want to play them.
Oh, okay.
Christmas
right.
song.
Oh, uh-oh. I heard a couple. I don't know what the hell yours are, but I did hear a couple.
Adult-style Christmas songs.
Oh, of course we, of course
oh, there
we
go.
Have to play it. Of course. Dirty Jingle Bells? Ooh. Let's see. Pervert. I know I got to hear that one. I haven't heard that one before. Frosty the Pervert. Here we go. Live. Right here. Blog Talk Radio. Frosty the Pervert. WTAC Flint.
Not hearing anything yet.
Nope.
Oh, you don't hear it. Okay. God. Last week you could hear it. Who's making all that noise, Cinnamon?
I'm sorry.
Can't you remember? I'm wearing headphones.
No, I'm a little hungry. I was going for the food.
I know you were in there digging. I could hear you, sweetie. I could hear you. Okay, now we're going to play it, hopefully. Let me know if you don't hear it. You should, though. Yeah. Frosty's a pervert one more time. Thanks for Lorianne the pervert.
Frosty the pervert, in a trench coat he did go, to the schoolyard to expose his dick and balls made out of snow. Frosty the pervert, all the kids he liked to watch, his dick did grow when he packed snow on his cold and icy crotch. There must have been some magic when he stroked his frozen meat. Cause Frosty started moaning loud and it began to sleep. Frosty the pervert was as glad as he could get.
Oh, Lord.
He threw away his corn cob pipe and lit a cigarette. Frosty the pervert didn't want to go to jail. He began to run while dripping cum, and the cops picked up his trail. Down to the village, his stick melted in his hand. Running here and there all around the square, yelling, catch me if you can. They chased him down the street, up who shoved the nightstick off his ass, and Frosty screamed,
"Don't stop, ooh!"
Frosty the pervert was locked up that very day, but he did not cry as he waved goodbye, knowing he'd be back someday. Beating his meat all over the street, look at Frosty go. Lighting his hands all over his glands, his cum is white as snow.
Damn. I mean, damn. I'm afraid to play this one. This one's got a... This one has got a warrant. Hold on, I'm on the wrong thing. Hang on, kids. Okay. Hold on. This one she sent me has a warning. This music contains strong language, sexual and offensive language. You're a sick person. You know that, right?
I know.
You really are sick. I thought I was sick. You're sicker than I am. And that's sick. Oh, God. We got to hear this one. Sorry if you turn off your radio. God. This is... Oh. Okay.
Burt Moore.
Okay, it should be playing. Let me know if you can hear it, kids.
Okay.
You should be able to.
Yep.
All right. Bum, bum, bum.
Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. It's the first time for you. So here's what you do. Unzip me.
Simon just opened the door and shaking her head. I didn't do this. This isn't me. Yes, I need that.
You're
I
under
need...
the Lorianne influence.
Oh, my gosh. Where did you find this crap? What, do you go out of your way to looking for this stuff? Oh, my God. I have never...
I was just looking for some, like, funny Christmas songs, you know, for comedy. And like all of a sudden, and like all of these ones started coming up. I was like, okay.
Damn, Lorianne, you do know it's Christmas, right? God, I'm afraid I'm going to go to hell if I play the rest of this. Jesus, two more minutes of this crap. Here we go.
Shoot me and show me you care. Don't go ripping out my pubic hair.
Oh my God.
Reach for my, grab for my, pull at my cock. You can do it with ease. Just get on your knees. Start licking and slurping. My dick will get firm. Soon you'll be tasting sperm.
Oh my God.
Do it right now and don't buy now. Drag your tongue across my meat. If you give me head, there's no need to spread. By now you should know a blowjob can't be beat. Faster now, deeper now, into your throat. The secret is not to choke. Take my shaft by its face.
Are you out of your mind, Lorianne? Have you lost your mind?
Hey, I didn't. I wasn't the one that created it.
Yeah, but you're the one that sent this out with your name on it.
She's got a 14-year-old tasting.
What?
Songs. She's got a 14-year-old boy's tasting songs.
I gotta tell you. I don't remember singing Dirty Jingle Bells when I was growing up, or Frosty.
You would have.
No, I don't think I would have. This is even too much for me, and that's bad. Jesus. Lorianne.
You have to remember who it's coming from. I am the author and writer of the fuck, fuck, fuck song.
Yeah.
The revision of Motley Crue's Girls, Girls, Girls. So
remember that. Oh my God. Oh. Whew. I don't know what to say after that. Don't know what to say, but somebody did send me. Oh my God. Oh, you know, this is, seven states have created. I can't play no more of that. I can't. You just turned my show into R-rated to triple X. Wow.
Oh, you should. You've seen that skit of SNL, right? Of sweaty balls. That's a classic.
No.
The sweaty balls.
No.
Oh my God! You've never seen that clip from SNL?
No. If I have,
that is a classic.
You sick woman.
I got to look that up for you. I got to look that up for you because it's too good. It's when SNL was actually.
I want to apologize to all our new listeners that came from, Twitter. Thank you for following our little argument with, Kinzinger. I appreciate that. He didn't show up, as you know, but Jenny sent this on Twitter for me to tell you, seven states have cracked down in 2022 on cross-sex medical procedures for children, such as puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries. Seven states. It should be 50, but only seven. And Florida is one of them. And, I'm trying to find the list. I seen this earlier. Okay, here we go. Alabama, Arizona, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Oklahoma has banned this medical transition for minors. Every state should do that. I hope this woman, this poor little thing that they made her feel like she was a boy, and she's suing her doctor. In the hospital and wherever else she got, whoever else helped talk her into telling her she was a boy. I hope she wins her case. But anyway, at least seven states have done this. Of course, they're all Republican-led states. And we appreciate that. Wow. I thought more states than that would ban that crap. These kids, like this gal, she said, I'll never know what it feels like to be a mother, and because they took that all away from her. And just break your heart listening to her, because she was just a kid. She didn't know any better. Her mom and dad didn't know any better. They listened to the doctors. Wow, that's something. Breaking, 184 passes with a 66.
I find it hard to believe that parents wouldn't know any better. I mean, come on.
Well,
you know,
yeah, but
what do they think is going to happen?
Well, doctors told her parents, either you'll have a little boy, or you're going to have a suicide on your hand. And that's what they kept telling the mom and dad. And I mean, you know, they look up to professionals. People forget these professionals work for you. You pay their salary. You tell them what the hell to do. Not reverse, but, you know, there's parents out there that, okay, this doctor and then this doctor and this psychiatrist and, you know, and it starts to snowball on you. And, like, this gal doesn't blame her mom and dad at all, because they were, like she said, they were, like, browbeaten into this. And they didn't know any better, and they didn't want a suicide. They didn't want their little girl commit suicide if she thought she was a boy.
And anyway, with a 66-28-1 vote, legislation bans gender-affirming care for transgender youth age 18 and under. It also requires school administrators to forcibly out trans students. I don't know what that means. I know what it says, and it sounds like they just, I don't know what the hell. It also requires school administrators to forcibly out trans students. If you will now go to Governor Kay Ivey for a signature, oh, it will go. If signed, we will sue. And that's ACLU of Alabama. Yeah, that's something. I don't know. Anyway, thank you, Jenny. I'm looking for your name. I think it was Jenny sent that. And she's still in the switchboard. Well, you know. Hey, Jenny, it's, and all the rest of you are that look like you're still here. Make sure you check out this crazy woman that serenaded us with all this nice music tonight. Lori Ann, that's her name. Don't
I did
forget
send you the sweaty balls clip, too, oh from God. SNL in our group chat, too.
Jeez, oh, you're sick. if you want to hear more of this good stuff, tomorrow night, Christmas night, I'll be there being sick with the rest of you. But come and check out Lori Ann's show, Lucid Libertarian, right here on Blog Talk Radio, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time. And if we're not snowed out, we'll be there. We still have power. So check her out. It is fun. We have a good time. And a lot of times you learn something. That's why I like shows. There you go. Don't forget, be there or be square, Jenny. Come on, you can do it one more time tomorrow night if you're not doing anything. Check
or
it out.
Or if you're just full and all the festivities are over with and stuff, then tune into the show.
That's right. That's right. Let your husband or boyfriend listen to this crap. And you... And he'll probably like it, though. He'll probably, you know, Jenny, I don't know how old you are, but thank you, though. We got a lot of people who were waiting for the big fight tonight that didn't, he didn't show up. Did not show up. Go ahead, Pianta.
I go on a show. She keeps me up too late. I get in trouble.
Well, yeah, I know. I heard you on her show a lot, Pianta. You
yeah,
take over the show.
It's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
Time to rock.
When I go back to the house, I get in trouble.
Yeah, and you'd be singing these jingles that she plays.
Oh, I couldn't. Oh, isn't that something? I had to put my fingers in my ears.
I did, too. I left the room. I couldn't do that. Even I couldn't listen to this mess.
Otis covered his ears with his paws.
Otis started
I underestimate
crying.
How sensitive you guys really are.
I'm very sensitive when it comes to this. Poor Otis. You're right, Pianta. He had his paws over his ears.
Mm-hmm.
The cat started crying. I started crying. That who could come up with something? Who can ruin a show, ruin a song like Frosty the Snowman? You could look forever and not find it. Just leave it to Lori Ann to come
up
with.
Oh, yeah, I found, I was being tame. There was some others that I was like, whoa, there was like Frosty the pedo.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Really pretty bad ones.
I'm wondering, my God,
Donnie.
I don't want to know about it, Pianta. I'm not listening. I got my fingers in my ear. No, 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 no. Not listening. She gets nasty.
We all going to die and go to hell.
Oh, I'm there already. As soon as I started playing Frosty the Pervert, I knew I was going to hell. It was too late for me. Yep, when I get
then
down there,
Rudolph the Deep Throat Reindeer.
What?
I could have sent you that one.
Rudolph the Deep Throat Reindeer?
Yep.
Oh, God, where in the hell do you find all that crap? Oh, Jesus.
On YouTube.
I don't want to hear that. I do and I don't. I want to hear it and I don't. I don't know. I don't know what that makes me. Jeez. Damn,
I'll
help me out.
I'll send it to you just so you can hear it. You don't have to play it, but I'll send it to you.
Oh, thanks. I think. Trump, you know, Trump has got 4 charges against him. I don't know.
Out of what, the January 6th?
Yeah. Yeah, and
oh,
here's
that ain't nothing but a bunch of bull crap.
It sure is, but they filed 4 charges, and they want the DOJ to make a determination. Here's his response. I think. Hold on, am I in the right place? I think I am. Okay.
For 2 years, as inflation skyrocketed, crime soared, the border was erased, Afghanistan was a disaster, and Joe Biden destroyed our country. The American people have been besieged with lies from the partisan witch hunt known as the Unselect Committee on January 6th. The committee cut the part of my speech out where I encourage protesters to make their voices heard peacefully and patriotically, but nobody ever says that. Liz Cheney, who lost her congressional race in Wyoming by the largest margin ever for a sitting congressperson, that's 40%, deliberately omitted the part of my tweet where I told protesters to go home with love and in peace. They claimed I did not respond for 187 minutes, when in fact I issued a statement urging peace and respect for law enforcement within 25 minutes of the Capitol breach, and another statement 30 minutes after that. The real story is what the Unselect Committee did not mention in their fake trial. And this was really fake. Days before the protest, I urged the deployment of 10,000 to 20,000 National Guard troops to keep the event safe for all involved. We wanted security. We wanted safety. There was no insurrection, and there wasn't going to be an insurrection. It was made up by these sick people. Nancy Pelosi and the D.C. mayor refused, if they'd listened to me, my recommendation,